As you're coming around that Parker curve, that on both sides of the highway. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a really mild day today. In fact, kind of nice. Sunny skies, high near 58, overnight low dropping down to 31, currently 33 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hurry into the BMW Joy Sales Event. Right now, get a holiday credit of up to $2,500. Plus, BMW's Ultimate Service Plan comes standard. Visit your local BMW center today or go to frontagebmw.com for details.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
I know that sludge for brains like Bill Press,
you are a Nazi and a Stalinist.
We have never been just a collection of individuals or a collection of red states and blue states. We are and always will be the United States of America.
This is the Bill Press Show.
When you're responsible for reading the news to a city of millions, you need a gentle touch.
As for your greasy mouth self, that might help if you stopped eating all them fries you eat, making you look 6 months pregnant.
One of the top most listened to radio shows.
That voice of yours could be an attraction at a circus.
Are you joking? Is this a joke?
All right, the first big vote in the U.S. Senate on health care reform comes tomorrow, Saturday night at 8 p.m. Get ready, and here's the warm-up to it. The Bill Press Show, Friday, November 20. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good to see you as we go into the weekend here. It's going to be a busy weekend on Capitol Hill, and that's right where we are. Just down the street from the United States Capitol building itself, where the Senate will debate the health care reform all day tomorrow, its version of health care reform legislation, and then bring it to the first vote. They need 60 votes. It's a procedural vote Saturday night scheduled for 8 p.m. to take that bill to the Senate floor and start the debate. But they got to get over that hurdle first, and every single Republican says they will not even vote to allow it to be debated on the floor of the Senate, which just shows you how much they value democracy, how much they value letting the people, the people's representatives, do their jobs. Remember they were going to try to get rid of the filibuster because the Democrats used it very, very, very rarely when they were in power. And they just bitched about it and bitched about it, how undemocratic the filibuster was. Yeah, well, guess who's using the filibuster now? 866-55-PRESS is our toll-free number. You want to join the conversation, your call's welcome at any time. Would you vote for this health care bill if you were a Democrat? 866-55-77-377. Good to see you today. Team Press here in place. Peter Ogburn and I'm sorry. Yes. And
the other
Dan
one?
Henning. I'm starting to say in Bill Press. That's me.
Yes,
you're
right.
Dan.
Wow.
Dan Henning. Right
there.
Friday. I know it's Friday. You know, it's been a long week.
Of course.
Of course. Tired.
All 5 days.
All five
so much
days.
Work.
I know. Yeah. Hey, I was working in New York.
I know. I'm just.
Dan, how dare you? Anyway.
Around the clock. And I haven't mentioned yet, but the website today, chock full of stuff at BillPressShow.com, including my latest column. The big terrorist in the Big Apple up there on Bill's blog. Just look for that. Cow Press scarves at the very top. You see that right at the very headline. Check it out. Hand-woven scarves. Perfect, perfect holiday gifts, or just perfect gifts for yourself. Treat yourself. And we also have the yesterday's interview with John Conyers up under a free podcast. An interview that was very colorful and made a lot of attention. And we've asked you to weigh in today on so much going on. Caption contest, President Obama doing a little Taekwondo when he was over in South Korea. What do you think the proper caption might be? The best caption might be there. One of our listeners, RWLA, says, caption, but in my country, we like to call it Taekwondo. Wait a minute. Taekwondo Obama. Taekwondo Obama.
I like that one.
I like that too, right. Tom suggests new Afghanistan policy. Forget 40,000 more troops. If you want something done right, you got to do it yourself.
Boom.
Yeah, boom, boom. Take a look at it. All right, we're going to be joined by Glenn Thrush from Politico and Chris Van Hollen in about 20 minutes from now. Meanwhile, also, in case you missed the interview with Sarah Palin and Sarah Barracuda and Oprah Winfrey, Conan O'Brien last night replayed the interview, and he kept all of Sarah Palin's words in there, but he sort of rearranged them a little bit and made her sound I think, a little better.
I still don't know why you stepped down. Why not just finish what you started?
Well, I left because I just couldn't handle the governor's death. I resigned as the governor of Alaska because I'm a quitter. I was not qualified, that I was ill-prepared. I was naive. I was lame. I never really went to hockey games, too. And Todd and I love unprotected sex. We've always had, I guess, unconventional relationships physically. Todd will plow through me for hours, and I'm pumped up, just over the top, pumped up with energy and porn. Yes. So after all that, wow. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, she sounds better there than she did during the real interview. By the way, somebody sent me this email, Rod Hackman. He said, Miriam, her book, Going Rogue, right? Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines rogue as, first, one, vagrant, tramp. Two, a dishonest or a worthless person. Three, a mischievous person, a scamp. Four, a horse inclined to shirk or misbehave.
I'll go with that one.
Five, an individual exhibiting a chance and usually inferior biological variation. So what I want to know, which of those five is Sarah Palin? And why would she want to be any one of the five?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I don't know. All right. Glenn Thresh next, but first.
Is the Full Court Press.
Other headlines making news. Oprah Winfrey is ending her hugely successful daytime talk show. The TV Queen's company announcing yesterday after 25 years, they'll dim the lights sometime in 2011. She'll announce what day and the details today on her show. Her show now in 145 countries. In the U.S. alone, it attracts 42 million viewers a week.
There will still be an Oprah Winfrey show somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
Somehow.
Remember the hermaphrodite who beat a world record in track and field in Germany?
No, I don't remember that. Oh, well, yes, I do.
Yeah. Yes. Well, she is keeping her, or he, she is keeping the gold medal and standing. The South African Sports Ministry said they'll keep the results of Caster Semenya's gender test confidential as well. The 18-year-old runner sparked that controversy because of the muscular build that he or she appeared in that women's 800-meter final that she won.
She competed in the women's, so you gotta say she.
We know the economy's not great in the Motor City. Detroit has sold its Pontiac Silverdome for just $583,000.
No.
That's the good news. The bad news is it cost $55 million to build back in 1975.
$580,000 for the Silverdome?
Yes, sold it to a Canadian real estate outfit. They are looking to bring a soccer league to that stadium. You remember the Detroit Lions used to play there until 2002, until they moved to the newly built Ford Field.
That is incredible that it went for that cheap.
$55 million to build back in 1975.
No, this is ass backwards. I mean, what you're supposed to do is pay $500,000 for it and sell it for $55 million.
Yeah.
That's the way it's supposed to
be.
In a very unusual weekend, the Senate is still in town, and they're going to be in town all weekend, it looks like, because Senator Harry Reid, Majority Leader Harry Reid, has scheduled the first key procedural vote on Senate health care reform for tomorrow evening at 8 p.m., covering the Congress and doing a damn good job of it for Politico, our good friend, senior Politico writer Glenn Thresh. Hey, Glenn, good morning.
Hey, Bill, good morning.
Thanks for joining us. So this is the tomorrow will be the first test vote to see whether they can even debate this legislation, right? Do I have it right?
Yeah, it's like buying the girl the first drink in the bar.
Yeah. Are you going to get to the next step or not? Right?
Yeah, well, I think it's first base, right? It's a pretty. It really shows you how daunting a challenge this is for the Democrats. That to just start debate. This is called the motion to proceed. At the moment, they only have 58 of the 60 votes that they need, and that is really just to get the ball rolling.
Motion to proceed. They have 58. Well, here's the question. Some people might say, are they going to get any Republican votes to, to at least allow the thing to get rolling, as you say, to proceed with debate? It doesn't sound like it. I don't want to play you this cut from Lamar Alexander yesterday.
What we should do is start over, set a clear goal of reducing cost, and go step by step in the direction of reducing cost.
So they're asking all Republicans just to vote no, right?
Well, yeah, the Republicans are going to be a solid block of 40 no's on all the procedural votes. You know, that's supposedly the way that party discipline works, except for the Democrats, where it doesn't work at all.
I was going to say, why is there discipline on one side and not on the other, right?
Part of it is the fact that it's a lot easier to say no and to be in lockstep when you're saying no. And you have about four or five senators right now who are playing for maximum leverage, and each one of these votes is an opportunity to get goodies. Jonathan Carl over at
ABC,
CNN, had a really interesting report today talking about what Mary Landrieu was able to sort of extract
in terms of
$100 million of aid to Louisiana. So expect these kind of deals to keep rolling.
Well, on the filibuster side, right, on the Republican side, couldn't a person like Olympia Snow or Susan Collins say, look, I may vote against it, but at least the democratic process is, you know, we get to debate everything and vote up or down. You know, what's wrong with a procedural vote? Yes.
Well, the issue here is how one defines the democratic process, right? The minority always, and the Democrats did this too, man. The minority defines the democratic process as the filibuster and the cooling bowl nature of the Senate. So all of these procedural votes are viewed by the minority as part of the democratic process. You know, the issue here is the filibuster 10, 15, 20 years ago was used in, I don't know, 20 or 30% of major votes. Now it's used in every single vote.
Mm-hmm.
So the minority understands that it has the leverage. It has no power whatsoever to really influence, with the exception of Olympia Snow and perhaps Susan Collins, has the power to actually influence the package. So they're rolling the dice and seeing if the American people hold them accountable for trying to block the thing.
All right. Who are the two Democrats or independents who have not yet said they will vote yes on the procedural motion tomorrow night?
Well, surprisingly, Joe Lieberman is not one of them. Lieberman, one of the things that Harry Reid got was Lieberman's commitment that he'd do with that. But we're right now
slow down. I thought Lieberman for sure. Hasn't he been saying he would vote? He would filibuster? No.
No, that's what makes the Senate so wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, you really surprised me when you said that. Yeah.
No, there are two big procedural votes. The first is this motion to proceed. The second is the actual vote for cloture on the bill.
I got
each requires 60 votes.
Yeah.
Lieberman has said, let's debate. Fine, let's start debate. It's ending debate that Lieberman has a problem with.
Oh, God. All right.
So the three, I say two because it's probably two out of these three. Ben Nelson of Nebraska is always Mr. Sitting on the Fence, as everybody knows. And we now have Blanche Lincoln and Mary Landrieu, I think, who have been up in the air in terms of their position on this. But I think Nelson is the tough nut to crack. Reed's people have been expressing confidence they're going to be able to secure the 60 votes to at least start debate, because it's a pretty hard argument to make if you're a Democrat that we shouldn't at least start talking about
it. All right, so he's got to get two of those three. Is that
right?
Yeah. And
but to be a fly on the wall in Harry Reid's office right now, what people are asking for, what deals they're trying to extract, I mean, that's what we're really going to find out over the next 48 hours.
And he brought Tom Daschle in, and there was one other I read,
Salazar.
That's right, and Ken Salazar, sort of heavyweights to help him persuade some of the fellow Democrats, right?
Yeah, so I guess we're kind of getting Daschle anyway, even though he wasn't able to pass muster.
Yes. All right, now, this is good stuff, and this is the most important stuff, but I do have to ask you, and again, we're talking to Glenn Thrush from Politico.com, best site, I think, for everything that's happening politically around the country and certainly here in the nation's capital. Glenn covers the Hill, and Glenn, you've got a piece up again about John Ensign, who just can't shake this Doug Hampton, right, who was the husband of John Ensign's lover, who seems just to be out to bring Ensign down, right? Not going to go away and not going to shut up.
Well, look, Hampton's point is that Ensign is the guy who brought him down, right? I mean, Hampton was chugging along there as Ensign's friend and chief of staff and enjoying a lot of the benefits that one gets when you're John Ensign's pal. And Ensign went and had an affair with Hampton's wife, and I think Hampton got smeared, got $96,000 from Ensign's parents in what Ensign describes as a gift. And what Doug Hampton told Nightline last night is, look, this was a severance. And if it was a severance, if this is defined as a severance and not a gift, it is a major ethics violation on the part of on Ensign, and he's in a lot of trouble. We haven't heard anything about what the ethics committee is really doing on this, though.
Are they investigating it?
Oh yeah. I mean, the sense that we're getting from sources is that the FBI is backing off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
There doesn't necessarily seemed to be, the talk was about 6 weeks ago that the FBI was getting heavily involved in this, but the feeling now is that the Senate Ethics Committee, which moves at a glacial pace, is going to be the principal investigation body on this one.
But even if it's a gift, it's pretty sleazy stuff, isn't it? I mean, it's hush money, right?
Well, look, it's sleazy is the right word. I mean, Eric Holder, we reported a couple of days ago that Eric Holder was in Vegas, talking to a large group, and Harry Reid and Ensign were there. And Holder refused to be on the same stage as Ensign. Ensign had to appear by video camera. So, I mean, this guy is clearly damaged goods. Every time he opens his mouth in the Senate, people bring up the Hampton controversy. It's clear he's not going to step down, but he is a serious political liability for his party.
So he's not going to step down, but it could cost him his seat.
I think it could definitely cost him his seat, though it seems like Harry Reid right now is in even more trouble electorally than Ensign, who's up in, I think, 4 years.
But not for the same reasons.
Hopefully not, no.
All right. Glenn, you've got it covered from every angle. Appreciate it very much, my friend. All right,
great talking to you.
All right. Thanks for joining us. Glenn Thrush, Politico.com.
I know that throughout our history, we have met every great challenge with bold action and big ideas.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation.
We have a responsibility to ourselves and to our children to do it once again.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
When did your life stop being fun? When did you start giving in to your anxiety, your worry, your fear, and depression? At what time did you stop being able to snap out of it? If being happy seems like something you'll never feel again, it doesn't have to feel that way. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, and panic attacks until I took control of my life. That's why I founded the Midwest Center, so people like us could have somewhere to turn to find help. And to help you even more, I'm giving away my powerful free CD to everyone who calls in. You deserve to be happy, and there really is something you can do to help yourself, starting right now. Please call for your free CD. Call now.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful, life-changing CD, absolutely free. Call 1-800-591-0194. That's 1-800-591-0194. 1-800-591-0194.
A car accident is bad enough, so that's why GEICO makes it easy to file a claim. You can do it online or over the phone. Then you go to geico.com to track your claim, view photos of the damage, or print an estimate. And for as long as you own your car, repairs are guaranteed when you use a GEICO recommended repair shop. GEICO's easy peasy lemon squeezy claim service, they call it. Okay, it's just me that calls it that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Of all the things made just for women, like manicure, pick a color, sweetheart. Or
for you, happy anniversary, honey.
Maybe this is one of the most important. New Centrum Silver Ultra Women's, a scientifically advanced complete multivitamin for women over 50. It also has vitamin D, which emerging science suggests helps support breast health, and more calcium for bone health. New Centrum Silver Ultra Women's. More calcium refers to leading women's 50-plus multivitamin brands. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly, and plow far and wide, very wide. Slow down when approaching a snow plow. They're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snowplows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Here, one of the most controversial events in U.S. history is now a locally and deeply powerful courtroom drama. The Man Who Never Died, set during a period of extreme disparity between the wealthy and poor, is the story of labor organizer and singer-songwriter Joe Hill, who fought for the fair treatment of working people, but was accused of murder in 1914. Playing at the Harlequin Theater in Lafayette, November 13th and 14th, and 20th and 21st. Tickets are only $12 and are on sale now at frontgatetickets.com.
Hey, it's Juliana Rancic live on the red carpet with the winner of Entertainer of the Year, the Comcast Hollywood Triple Play. With me now, Shaquille O'Neal and Ben Stein.
Thank you.
So, guys, what's all the buzz about?
This is the real deal for movie lovers.
Yeah, you get access to thousands of on-demand choices.
Oh, fierce.
Plus the Hollywood Premiere Movie Pass,
which includes an additional 24 new release on-demand movies your first year. That's worth $150, Juliana.
Wow, sounds like a hit.
This is the biggest thing since... you, Ben.
Comcast presents the Hollywood Value Plus Triple Play. With thousands of on-demand choices, lightning-fast internet, and unlimited local calling for just $99 a month for the first 12 months. Plus, you'll get the Hollywood Premiere Movie Pass, which gives you 24 new release movies your first year. And ask how you can get a free Flip Ultra HD camcorder so you can make your own movies. But this offer ends November 22nd, so call 1-800-COMCAST now.
New residential customers only. After 1 year, regular rates apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, and fees extra.
I vote in the House. And this bill wasn't anything to write home about. The public option's only available, which is the only way you manage costs and give some competition to 1,300 other health insurance companies. The only way he could have got that through is that progressives held their nose and voted for the plan anyway.
Right. Yeah. Now, look, I know a lot of people think that maybe Chairman Conyers either spoke out of turn or was too harsh on President Obama, but I think he was just telling the truth. I think all the liberals and progressives that I've talked to in the House on the Democratic side are really frustrated by having to give up so much right to the very end and ending up with such a weak bill when we're the ones in power. So good for John Conyers for speaking the truth. Congressman Chris Van Hollen is up next.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-514-5532. That's 1-800-514-5532. 1-800-514-5532.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, it you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Very nice. Kodak printers only use fairly priced ink. So this weekend, get a new Kodak printer for a nice price at Target. And don't spend another year overpaying for ink. With Kodak, you can print and prosper.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7680. That's 888-352-7680. 888-352-7680.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo of your language software, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-900-9959. 1-800-900-9959. 1-800-900-9959.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere.
For information, go to cityofhope.org/deliverhope.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Is the Bill Press Show.
33 minutes after the hour. Happy Friday, November 20, the Bill Press Show. We're coming to you live coast to coast here from our little radio factory on Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C. And brought to you today by the Sheet Metal Workers International Association, the good men and women of the Sheet Metal Workers Union, giving a fair day's work for a fair day's pay, you bet. Under the good President Mike Sullivan, find out more at their website, www.smwia.org. Yes, the Senate bill has been found, got a price tag on it from the Congressional Budget Office, $849 billion. It is now ready to go. They begin to talk about it tomorrow morning, and then their first big procedural vote will be tomorrow at 8 p.m. They need 60 votes. How good is it? Is it worth supporting? How's it stack up to the House bill? Nobody knows more about that than our good friend, it's got three hats at least that I know that he wears, representing Maryland's 8th Congressional District, head of the DCCC, Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, and assistant to Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Congressman Chris Van Hollen. Hey, Congressman, welcome back.
Yeah, good to be with you.
Hey, before we get in, healthcare is a big issue, but I just caught on the tube yesterday, you and Dick Armey were really gone over this. What's up with Armey and his opposition to the stimulus or criticism of the stimulus package?
Well, we had a hearing on the economic recovery bill, how it was working, and so I started asking Dick Armey some questions about some major components of the bill. I asked him if he supported the extension of unemployment compensation, which is designed to make sure that, you know, people who are thrown out of work through no fault of their own have a little money, and that was part of making sure the economy doesn't go spiraling downward. I asked him about the tax cut provisions, both for individual and the business tax cut portions, and he seemed to be totally unfamiliar with the specifics of the bill. And the irony is he's the guy been out there blasting this bill. It became very clear he was unfamiliar with major components of it. So I asked him what his group's been asking everybody. Have you read the bill? After all, his group Freedom's Work has this big campaign going on, you know, read the bill. And so given the fact he couldn't answer these questions, I got a little suspicious. Yeah. I said, have you looked at this bill? Have you read the bill? And his answer was, no, I have no reason to. So it was a little odd, the guy who's out there criticizing it turned out to be unfamiliar with major components of the bill.
Does it surprise you that critics of that bill or the health care reform bill or anything else don't know what the hell they're talking about?
Well, it's a big problem, as you know, Bill, because it's the core, it's what's generated all this misinformation out there, and they've distorted the facts completely. And, you know, the great irony and the hypocrisy of it is they are pretending that the people who have actually done the work and read the bill and analyzed this thing don't know what they're talking about. But the fact of the matter is, it turns out these guys don't know what's in the bill. And that I think, should send a message to all the people who are participating in these campaigns. Be careful who you listen to here, because you're going out and taking at face value the misinformation from people who have admitted they haven't looked at these bills.
And isn't it, what I see too, Congressman, is that this is another example where Dick Armey is against it only because Barack Obama is for it, right? I mean, the analysis almost doesn't go any deeper than that.
Well, that's right, because these were major portions of the bill. I mean, a big chunk of that bill had tax relief to individuals. We also included, you know, things that Dick Armey, you would think would like. There were bonus depreciation for businesses and other business tax cuts. And he seemed to be unfamiliar with it. In fact, his answer made it absolutely clear that he was not familiar with those components of the bill and others. And when I asked him separately whether he would just have supported the unemployment compensation piece, he got into this long-winded answer, which was non-response. I just hope that the people who are sort of absorbing the total misinformation campaign, these distortions, take a little bit of a step back and ask themselves, where are they getting this information from? Because it turns out they're getting a lot of information from people who've never looked at this bill.
Well, yeah, when I look at it, this is the same disinformation, misinformation campaign level of ignorance that we saw in the town hall meetings this summer as well, of people out there and had no idea. Get government out of my, keep government out of my health care, and these are people who are on Social Security and Medicare, right?
Well, yeah. That's exactly right. And, of course, Dick Armey in the past has said, essentially, that he didn't support Medicare. Didn't support Social Security. A lot of people who, are part of these movements, I think a lot of them are confused about the fact that, Medicare is a government-run program. And when they discover that, they sort of, scratch their heads and say, some of them scratch their heads and say, I didn't realize that. Gee.
Well, duh.
and others say, well, let's get rid of Medicare. And if these guys were just straight, I mean, the folks at Freedom's Works, and make it clear that their agenda was to get rid of Medicare and that they oppose Social Security, then I think that any traction they had would totally evaporate, because the great majority of Americans know that Social Security and Medicare have been very successful programs.
Absolutely. Congressman Chris Van Hollen, Assistant to Speaker Nancy Pelosi, here on the show this morning. Congressman, so we've seen the House bill, pretty good bill. We've got the Senate bill now, not as good. How do the two stack up? And do you think, if you were a Democrat in the Senate, which hopefully you'll be someday, would you vote for it? Do you think it's worth moving that bill along?
Well, first, I'm enjoying myself just fine, Bill.
All right.
I the House. But let me just say, I got a hats off to Harry Reid for putting together this bill with the other Democrats in the Senate. Obviously, there are differences between the bills. We in the House think our bill is stronger, and it provides a greater coverage and reach. We think it's more affordable, and we have more in terms of affordability credits. All that being said, if Harry Reid can get the votes this evening at 8 o'clock tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock to move forward. That's a great progress in our mutual goal of trying to get a comprehensive health care reform. So let's let the Senate work its will. That's the main thing. Just let them have these votes. What are the other guys so afraid of having a majority up or down vote on key provisions? That's the way the system's supposed to work. That's real democracy.
And if this goes to conference committee, do we know, how does it work, Congressman? How many from the House, how many from the Senate, and do we know who will be on the conference committee?
It's too early to know the answer to those questions, both the size of the conference committees as well as the exact makeup. Traditionally you will at least have the three House chairmen who have been involved, so the chairman of Ways and Means, the chairman of Energy and Commerce, and the chairman of Education and Labor. There will be others, obviously, on the House Conference Committee, and there will be, obviously, a Senate delegation. But let's get this thing out of the Senate, and then we'll go to conference. There are, as you well know, some major differences between these two bills, but there's a lot in common, too. A lot of the insurance reforms are overlapping. Both bills prohibit insurance companies from denying people coverage based on pre-existing conditions and other insurance reforms. So there's a considerable amount of overlap. There are obviously some key differences that we're going to have to iron out.
What do you think is the best timetable, Congressman Chris Van Hollen, that the president, last time I was at the White House last week before he went on the Asia trip, Robert Gibbs says we still hope to sign the bill before the end of the year. Is that realistic?
Yeah, I think we need to push really hard to get it done before the end of the year. That's been our goal. I think it'd be great to go into the new year having accomplished this major goal of health care reform. And I know we're going to keep pushing our colleagues in the Senate to get it done. And it is all a function of whether or not Senator Reid can continue to get 60 votes on all the procedural issues. If he can get assurance from the Democratic colleagues and the independent Joe Lieberman, who's caucus with Democrats, if he can get them to agree to let the bill advance at every juncture where there's just a procedural vote, then I think we can get it done. If they drag it out out in the Senate, then that deadline becomes harder to meet.
All right, so, Congressman, last question. We love having you on the show, but you can't be here every day. So once in a while we have other guests on the show. Like yesterday we had Chairman John Conyers on. And I asked him a question because he expressed some frustration with the White House. And I asked him this question. I'd like you to listen to his answer and then get your take on it. Do you think the president has shown enough leadership on this issue?
I wonder why you'd ask me that question. Of course not. Of course, holding hands out and beer on Friday nights in the White House and bowing down to every nutty right-wing proposal about health care and saying on occasion that public options aren't all that important is doing a disservice to the Barack Obama that I first met, who was an ardent single-payer enthusiast himself.
So, Congressman, John Conyers doesn't hold back in his comments. Do you think you've had enough direction from the White House on this?
Well, Bill, let's put it this way. This healthcare reform bill has now advanced farther than we ever have taken it in the long history of this debate. So I think you have to look at the success. Obviously, the ultimate proof here will be in getting a bill signed. And the president has intervened at the appropriate moments, but I think he has wanted to let the legislative process work where it can. They looked at the lessons from 1994 and I think learned properly that having the White House try to come up with its own plan, every jot and tittle and every detail and impose that on Congress, did not work. It backfired in many ways. So they've taken a different approach, intervening at critical junctures, primarily behind the scenes, But also, obviously, providing that great joint speech to the joint session of Congress where he thought it really needed a boost after August. So
right.
I think so far, so good. I mean, we've never gotten this far in the House or in the Senate. The ultimate test will be whether we get it to the president's desk.
That'll all right,
be the ultimate test of whether he moved at the right times and the nature of his support.
Well, Congressman, we'll count on you to get it all the way there across the finish line. Thanks so much for joining us again this morning. Right, have a
Thank
great
you.
Weekend. We'll be. Yeah, it's going to be a busy weekend. I'll tell you that for the Congress.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
At Ace, people are lining up to talk to Santa's helpers for help decorating their homes.
Excuse me. Hi. I want to put up a lot of Christmas lights this year. I'm talking big. I mean Bulbarama. I want astronauts in outer space looking down saying, whoa.
No problem. For holiday decorations, Ace is the place to find everything you'll need. For a limited time, save 50% on a 26-inch pre-lit wreath or 9 feet of pre-lit garland, each for just $9.99. Hurry in to Ace, the holiday helpful place. Prices good at participating stores through November while supplies last. See store for details.
This holiday, I want a sample before I serve.
Sam's Club member Linda Ford on the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club event.
I love the live cooking demos and getting to taste all the entrees, sides, desserts.
Plus, they're at the season's best prices, like boneless spiral ham for just $2.87 a pound.
I might need to go back for seconds.
Don't miss the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club event this Friday the 20th through Sunday the 22nd from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Not a member? Join now at Sam's Club or samsclub.com. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We remain accident-free on and off the highways around Denver and Boulder this morning. Westbound 76 in Commerce City, really filling in 74th Ave down to 270. Also getting busy on 25. Leaving Thornton, 104 to 84, speeds in the 20s there. Also heavy after Park Avenue. Also seeing some slower speeds eastbound Turnpike there after a Pecos approaching the interstate. Your forecast, pretty nice, sunny skies and a high around 57 degrees. Your current downtown temperature, 29. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Flu season is far from over. To protect yourself and your family, the State Health Department reminds you to stay home if you're sick, cover your coughs and sneezes, and get vaccinated for both H1N1 and seasonal flu when vaccine is available. Every week, more vaccine is arriving in Colorado for those most at risk and others who want to be immunized. To find a clinic, go to immunizecolorado.com or call the health hotline at 1-877-462-2911. We want no flu for you.
They tried to take everything we had. They froze our accounts, made our accounts for over $17,000, threatening to imprison my husband. Thousands of law-abiding Americans have turned to Power Tax Relief. Honest people just like you, whose circumstances left them owing more taxes than they could pay. We ended up taking our $140,000 in tax debt and paid it off for $20,000. You can bet that the IRS will have lawyers working on your case. Don't take a chance without your own legal help.
They took my $48,000 tax debt down to $400. This is a company that really does do what they say they're going to do.
If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, it's time to call Power Tax Relief, the most trusted name in tax relief, because the relief is real.
Call now 1-800-282-1646. 1-800-282-1646. That's 1-800-282-1646.
Want to add value to your home, lower your energy bills, and help preserve the environment? Best Way Insulation is a Colorado-owned company that can make sure your home is warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Purchasing insulation from Best Way can also qualify you for a federal tax credit and rebates from your energy company. For more information, go to bestwayinsulation.com or visit am760.net and enter the keyword insulation. Again, that's bestwayinsulation.com or am760.net, keyword insulation.
Ready to take down a number that will change the way you look at home loans forever. I call it My Bank, My Loan, My Way. It's a line of credit that pays off your existing loan and keeps your equity available to you when you need it. And it uses your normal household checking account to lower your average daily balance, and you pay a lot less interest, which shortens your loan without changing your spending habits. The best home loan ever. 866-259-8206. 866-259-8206.
Oh. They thought this guy was, you know, the goats were in trouble. So, boom, went after to protect the goats. on Fox News Sunday, Chris Wallace was talking to Liz Cheney and others about Obama's bow to the Emperor of Japan. Liz Cheney takes that where nobody wants to go.
Number four.
But the internet is abuzz today with this picture. Take a look. It is a picture of the President of the United States bowing to the Emperor of Japan during his trip to Asia. By way of comparison, when Vice President Cheney met the Emperor in 2007, no bow.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
you can also look at the comparison and think Cheney 2012.
Yeah.
Look, we know you love your father, but let's not go overboard. All right. Sarah Palin, she's got a lot of fans. They're coming out to buy her book. She's got even some fans among conservatives and Republicans. But David Brooks from the New York Times, let's put it this way. He's not one of her fans.
Number three.
She's a joke. I mean, I just can't take her seriously. We've got serious problems in the country. Barack Obama's trying to handle war. We just had a guy elected Virginia governor who's probably the model for the future of the Republican Party, Bob McDonald. Pretty serious guy, pragmatic, calm, kind of boring. The idea that this potential talk show host is considered seriously for the Republican nomination, believe me, it'll never happen.
No, never happen. Yeah, he's right about that. And she is a joke. Boy, can we bring Khalid Sheikh Mohammed to New York and put him on trial? Chuck Grassley from Iowa says, we can't, never do that because, my God, remember what happened in Los Angeles.
Number two.
My observation that I don't want you to respond to is I don't know how you can make a statement that failure to convict is not an option when you got juries in this country. I think a lot of Americans thought O.J. Simpson ought to be convicted of murder rather than being in jail for what he's in jail for now. It seemed to me ludicrous. You know, I'm a farmer, not a lawyer, but I just want to make that observation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, my God. Well, there's always a chance that somebody might be found not guilty. So let's just junk our legal system, junk the Constitution, get rid of the courts, and just, hang them, right? Why have a trial? Chuck Grassley, go back to the farm, idiot. And finally, Chris Matthews, last night on Hardball, we're back to Sarah Palin. His guest is Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour, and he asked just a pretty straightforward question. Do you think, Haley, that Sarah Palin is ready to be president?
Number one.
Is she qualified to be president?
Constitutionally, she sure is. I'll tell you now, Chris, she is a lot brighter than she gets credit for.
I don't know about you, but I would not call that exactly a ringing endorsement. First, a 60-second pause, and then, constitutionally, she is. I'll be back with a little more intelligent parting shot.
Podcasts, Twitter feed, and Bill's White House Report, exclusively at the brand new BillPressShow.com. This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
When did you...
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-914-5076. That's 1-800-914-5076. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-914-5076. That's 1-800-914-5076.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SOLARIPS.com.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-700-6610. For your free CD, call 1-800-700-6610. 1-800-700-6610.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Friday, November 20, my parting shot for today. So now it's the Senate's turn. The Senate's turn to deliver on health care reform. As in the House, it's not a perfect bill, but you know what? It's a damn good start. Like the House bill, the Senate version gets rid of the pre-existing condition and takes away the ability of insurance companies to cancel policies just because you happen to get sick. It would extend coverage to another 31 million Americans, and while it would cost $849 billion, a small price for universal health care, it would also, according to the Congressional Budget Office, save $127 billion off the national the budget deficit over the next 10 years. Unfortunately, the Senate bill now includes a tax on some insurance policies, which could hurt a lot of working Americans with union health care funds, like me. And the Senate's public plan option, as you know, would give states the ability to opt out, which isn't fair to a lot of people who need health insurance but happen to live in red states. Yet, with all of its faults, the Senate bill's better than what came out of the Finance Committee, and it's a hell of a lot better than the status quo. So let's hope they get that procedural vote tomorrow night. My parting shot for today, folks. You know what? It's a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Keep your eye on the Senate. Have a great weekend. We'll see you right back here on Monday.
This is the Bill Press.
We asked women how they felt about getting older. Their number one answer?
Invisible.
I am the invisible woman.
No one gives me a second glance anymore. It's like, hello, over here.
Well, hydroxytone is going to change that because we believe that every woman deserves smooth, radiant skin that gets noticed. In fact, we feel so strongly about it, we want to give every woman who wants noticeably younger-looking skin a free trial of hydroxytone. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. Clinically proven hydroxytone is dermatologist recommended, with ingredients that tighten skin and make wrinkles and fine lines disappear from view. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in celebrity gift bags at this year's Emmy Awards.
I get noticed now. I look like I did 5, maybe even 10 years ago.
Take years off your appearance faster than you thought possible. Get your risk-free trial of hydroxytone today. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-900-6166.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. Fewer pap smears. Some women say they're not sure that's such a good idea.
I get mine done every year.
Feels like it's a financial decision. There's going to be a lot of missed opportunity for treatment.
But a gynecologist group says it's okay. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnetto. Barry, take us through these new recommendations.
Frank, women should now get their first test at 21. Previously, the thinking was get it 3 years after becoming sexually active or at age 21. Subsequent tests, if you're in your 20s every 2 years, in your 30s with no previous problems every 3 years. There's broad medical agreement annual screenings, especially in young women, often signal problems that aren't serious or will clear up on their own. One size doesn't fit all, though. Consult your doctor. Frank?
Earlier this week, a federal task force recommended fewer mammographies. The gynecologists say the timing of the announcements is a coincidence. Well, the government is going after more companies it suspects of hiring illegal aliens. Live to CBS's Steve Caton. How and why, Steve?
Well, Washington has sent the word to 1,000 companies that they'll be audited to see if they've hired illegal immigrants. Officials say they've been chosen because of their links to public safety and national security and leads turned up in earlier investigations. It's all part of a new strategy from Immigration and Homeland Security to crack down on violators, at the same time asking consumers to favor companies that don't hire illegal immigrants. Frank?
The military academies are hungry for more minority group applicants, but an Associated Press analysis shows that some lawmakers who represent congressional districts with large numbers of minority members are not nominating many candidates. That stiff upper lip the British are known for could come in handy about now. CBS's Amy Gutman in London tells us why.
Hundreds of people are being rescued with boats and helicopters in England's Lake District, flooded after almost 7 inches of rain fell overnight. Bridges have collapsed in what many are calling floods of biblical proportions. One local brewery owner has seen her inventory float away.
September 9th, 2011. Mark that date. It's when the queen of daytime TV will take her last bow after 25 years on the air.
She's just gone as far as she could go with that now. We need to get her a new her own station.
And a cable venture is already in the works, the Oprah Winfrey Network. Pop culture professor Robert Thompson says it could be big.
If the OWN channel can start knocking out a bunch of hit shows that people really like to watch and that everybody is talking about, in that case, people will find it on their cable channel.
A girl, a vampire, and a werewolf can make for an odd love triangle.
It's so mouth-watering.
Or a hit movie.
Oh my God, it just had me on the edge of my seat like the entire time. Like I was like, did y'all see that? Did y'all see what just happened?
Just run! Young fans packed theaters across the country for last night's opening of the new Twilight movie, New Moon. S&P futures are down 7. This is CBS News.
Right now at the Home Depot, 100-count light sets are at the new lower price of $1.88 each. That means you'll have a lot more cash in your pocket to buy even more light sets, which will help make your Christmas merry and brighter. It's all thanks to 100-count light sets, now at the new lower price of just $1.88 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
At Intuit Websites, we believe every business should have a website. Not just big companies, but dry cleaners, dog groomers, daycare centers, and other businesses that don't even start with a D. So we make it easy for all small business owners to create their own website. Just pick a style, edit, and get your business online in minutes. Intuit Websites is just $4.99 a month. So when we say every business should have a site, we mean it. Get a 30-day free trial at Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Two police officers are recovering. The bank robbers who shot them are dead after a wild chase yesterday afternoon through the streets of Westminster.
An officer working in patrol spots the suspect vehicle in the area of 104th Avenue and Federal Boulevard. While trying to contact that vehicle, a pursuit begins where the suspects begin firing at the officers that are trying to stop them.
Westminster PD's Trevor Matarazzo, one of the officers, was treated at the scene. The other is hospitalized at St. Anthony. He's in stable condition. If supporters can get enough signatures, you'll get to vote next year on whether or not grocery stores can sell full-strength liquor and beer. The idea from Denver attorney Blake Harrison would allow beer and wine grocery stores to set aside 5% of shelf space for sales of beer and full-strength wine. The proposal also requires at least 20% of space set aside for alcohol in these stores be set aside for craft beers and boutique wines. A similar measure died in the state Senate committee this past year after independent liquor sellers claimed the relaxed selling would drive them out of business. In sports, a tough season for the CU Buffs continued last night. The Buffs lost to Oklahoma State 31 21-28. They finish the season next week against Nebraska. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where we're starting to see those slowdowns. Southbound I-25, just past 120th, making your way towards 84th. Eastbound is on 270, getting crowded across Commerce City. Now we do have heavy pockets as well on 36, but no serious delays between Pecos and I-25. There's an accident on the ramp from Wadsworth to eastbound I-70, hanging things up there. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny, mild day temperature-wise with a high of about 58 degrees. Cooling off in the overnight low, dropping down to 31. Currently, it's 32 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Save big now at the JCPenney huge sale. Get $10 off when you spend $50 with JCPenney Instant Money. Doorbusters this Saturday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. Style, quality, and price matter. JCPenney.
Get ready to take down a number that will change the way you look at home loans forever. I call it My Bank, My Loan, My Way. It's a line of credit that pays off your existing loan and keeps your equity available to you when you need it. And it uses your normal household checking account to lower your average daily balance, and you pay a lot less interest, which shortens your loan without changing your spending habits. The best home loan ever. 866-259-8206. 866-259-8206.
The one thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
Always, you're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's been one of those mornings already here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota on a busy, busy morning. Local news, a lot of national news, a lot to fill you in on, including this breaking story here, right here in Colorado. You're going to be very interested in this story, and it fits into our topic this morning that we're going to be discussing. We got an instant message here at AM 760, and remember, you can always instant message us at am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page and instant message us. And we got an instant message from somebody who pointed out that the attempts to call President Obama a Middle Eastern terrorist or an Islamic terrorist have made their local debut. Local debut. There is a, according to an instant messenger, and we have tracked this down, we've confirmed it, and we are going to have on at 7:20 at Wolf Automotive at 4855 Miller Street in Wheat Ridge. There is a giant billboard asking whether President Obama is a jihadist. I'm not kidding. Now, you can see the billboard on our website at am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page, and you can see a snapshot of this. And it says, President or Jihad. And there's going to be a picture being painted there right now of a birth certificate saying, prove it. And it says, wake up, America. Remember Fort Hood. And there is a cartoonish, a caricatured cartoonish cartoon of President Obama in a turban. So go over to our website, am760.net, and check this out. It's at Wolf Automotive, and I think this represents the local arrival in a very big way, the local arrival of all of the angry white hate that we've been talking about on this show for the last couple of weeks, the last couple of months, really. And again, it's at Wolf Automotive. We're going to have on the head of Wolf Automotive at 7:20 to ask him about why he has put up this billboard at his place of business. And I'm not talking about a small billboard here. I'm talking about a big, giant billboard. So we are going to have an interview with Mr. Wolf. Peter Wolf, about this at 7:20. And if you're driving in Wheat Ridge, it's at 4855 Miller Street in Wheat Ridge. Go check our website, am760.net, for a look at this. And we're going to be discussing this in the context of some more crazy news about the local Republican Party here in Colorado and some insane, absolutely insane polling numbers that have just come out. The question is really whether the Republican Party here in Colorado and nationally is getting to now dangerous levels of insanity. Dangerous levels of insanity. We literally now in our community have a giant billboard at a place of business, at an auto. I guess, are they a dealership? Yeah, they're a dealership and leaser, a big auto dealership and leaser now, with using its resources to put up a giant billboard overtly calling the President of the United States a terrorist, using a caricatured cartoon of him, and trying to tie, not only call President Obama a terrorist, but tie the allegation of him being a terrorist to the Fort Hood shooting. I'm not joking here. I am not making this up. I'm looking at the photo right now. Again, go to am760.net, check it out, and now listen in, because we're going to do a news update. At the end of the news update, I'm going to give you a couple more pieces of news that might blow your mind. So let's do our news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
Now, we'll start with some good news. The Senate health care bill is moving forward right now, and there's a vote, an initial vote set for Saturday. So the Senate is going to be meeting on Saturday to look at finally moving forward health care. Of course, yesterday the Denver Post did exactly what I predicted. Don't say I didn't tell you so. Remember, we've been talking about how much do these bills cost? The Denver Post yesterday, its front page had a huge number on the front. It was $849 billion in big red letters saying that's how much the Senate health care bill costs. Well, it could have said $200 billion. That's how much it's going to ultimately save, right? Because it costs $849 billion in outlays, but because of its tax and budget provisions, it's going to bring back into the federal treasury about $1 trillion for a net gain of about $137 billion. The media, of course, distorting this, wants everybody to get upset about how much this bill costs, doesn't want to tell the real story. I'm reporting, by the way, Congressional Budget Office numbers. Right? The Congressional Budget Office says this bill will save the American taxpayer at the end of 10 years $137 billion. And the media, yesterday's Denver Post, insists, absolutely categorically insists on not telling that story in order to get people riled up. That's what this is about. To the Congress about economic policy, the Washington Post leads with a big story. Angry Congress lashes out at Obama. Growing discontent over the economy and frustration with efforts to speed its recovery boiled over yesterday on Capitol Hill in a wave of criticism and outright anger directed at the Obama administration. Episodes in both houses of Congress and from Democrats exposed the raw nerves of lawmakers flooded with stories of unemployment and economic hardship back home. House members, House Democrats, increasingly calling for the resignation of Timothy Geithner, the Treasury Secretary, for handing out, in a profligate kind of way, lots of taxpayer cash to his Wall Street friends. So this is boiling over. And there was a vote also in the House, overwhelmingly passed an amendment by Ron Paul, with Democratic support, to open up the Federal Reserve Bank for a GAO audit, which is absolutely necessary. So we're seeing a lot of populist anger in the Congress now. On immigration policy, Hispanic lawmakers say an old adversary, White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel, has his fingerprints all over a push to prohibit undocumented workers from buying health insurance plans in a new market for people who don't get insurance through their employers. So more Democratic strife. To some political news, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, the guy who once said bringing terrorists to trial is a symbol of American justice and who now is attacking the Obama administration for bringing terrorists to trial. Rudy Giuliani, who was embarrassed in his bid for the 2008 Republican presidential nomination, is considering a run for the U.S. Senate seat held by freshman Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand. So Rudy Giuliani back on the scene. John McCain having trouble back at home in Arizona. A new Rasmussen report survey in Arizona finds McCain in a virtual tie with potential Republican primary challenger J.D. Hayworth, who is mulling a run there. Finally, our last two stories, which I promised you would probably blow your mind. Let's start out with the local one. Tom Tancredo is making traction and pushing his party to the right. You've got a story here on the Huffington Post based off of Mike Rosen, KOA's Mike Rosen, his column, saying that Tancredo was willing to not run for the primary, or considering not running for governor in 2010 if his party accepts in its platform his extreme right-wing agenda. And his party, Scott McGinnis and party elders, are now taking Tancredo up on his offer. Now, that's the local crazy angle. The national crazy angle. This really will blow your mind. Public policy polling, a new poll, national poll. 52% of Republican voters in the nation think that the election of Barack Obama, that the election was stolen last year, an election that Obama won by 10 million votes. 10 million votes. More than half now of the Republican Party base in the United States believes that the election was illegally stolen. And this opens up the bigger question of the morning. Has the Republican Party, has the right wing gone to a place that is dangerously insane? And I offer up three pieces of evidence for this. Three pieces of evidence. By the way, this is a pretty crazy number, too. Only 62% of Americans think Obama legitimately won the election. Only 62% of Americans believe Obama legitimately won the election, one of the biggest mandates in American history. So the open question is, has the Republican Party gone dangerously insane? We've got now a dealership here in Colorado, car dealership, putting up billboards saying that the President of the United States is a terrorist and linking him, trying to link him to the Fort Hood shootings, his supposed jihadism. You've got a Republican primary now, gubernatorial primary, between a lunatic fringe crazy person, Tom Tancredo, and an oil industry lobbyist, Scott McGinnis. And you've got a new poll out saying that more than half of the Republican voters in the nation believe Barack Obama stole the election. Is this a sign of a Republican Party that is exploding, that has gone completely off the deep end and to a dangerous place? 303-713-7600. Stick around. After the break, we're going to talk to Peter Wolf, the head of the car dealership in Wheat Ridge, who has put up this giant billboard suggesting overtly that President Obama is a jihadist. Stick around for that after a traffic update with John Turk.
Do you have a couple crashes out there, Dave? One on the ramp from Wadsworth to eastbound I-70. Small delays there. Also a car versus garbage truck. Ouch. At Evans and Bannock. Stop and go in a couple spots now. Eastbound 6th, Federal to 25. Also on southbound 2 1/4, Parker Road down to the Tech Center merge. Seeing some heavier jams going towards Boulder on the Turnpike 2, Table Mesa on to Baseline. The forecast, mostly sunny, breezy and mild. Highs in the mid to upper 50s. Right now, 32 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Switch.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared.
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
One of the most controversial events in U.S. history is now a locally and deeply powerful courtroom drama. The Man Who Never Died, set during a period of extreme disparity between the wealthy and poor, is the story of labor organizer and singer-songwriter Joe Hill, who fought for the fair treatment of working people, but was accused of murder in 1914. Playing at the Harlequin Theater in Lafayette, November 13th and 14th, and 20th and 21st. Tickets are only $12 and are on sale now at frontgatetickets.com.
I'm Sandra, co-founder of Discovery Outsourcing, a Denver-based professional employer organization. Discovery handles details of your workforce like human resources, payroll, and health insurance. Our large group healthcare plan is healthcare reform for small businesses today. If you have between 8 and 200 employees, find out how we can help.
Call Sandra at Discovery Outsourcing, 303-868-5257, or go to discoveryoutsourcing.com. That's discoveryoutsourcing.com.
A new study from Carfax shows that the number of salvaged cars for sale has more than doubled. You want to avoid buying these rebuilt wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to carfax.com. Are you heading out to buy a used car this weekend? You can find a great deal, but you have to do some homework. Before you buy, make sure the dealer shows you a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to carfax.com.
9952. That's 1-800-300-9952.
Recalculating route.
What's up with this GPS?
You need to finish your holiday shopping.
Right. I doubt Michelle would want another spice rack.
Chase Freedom gives you 3% cash back.
I can get Michelle that new camera. Plus, 3% cash back for me. Hey, how do you know so much?
My brother's a Chase ATM.
Chase Freedom gives you 3% cash back at computer and electronic stores, discount stores, and bookstores. Just sign up at chase.com/freedom. Chase, what matters.
Chase cards issued by Chase Bank USA NA and are subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota on a busy morning here on the Front Range, going up to about mid-50s today, clear skies. On the line with us now, Peter Wolf. He is the proprietor of Wolf Automotive, 4855 Miller Street in Wheat Ridge. You can reach Wolf Automotive at 720-898-9019. Mr. Wolf has put up a giant billboard suggesting that President Obama an Islamic suggesting that his alleged jihadism may be tied to the Fort Hood killing. Mr. Wolf, thanks for taking the time this morning.
You bet. By the way, it's Phil Wolf. So.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. I apologize.
Okay.
Tell us why you put this billboard up, and I'm curious, and I ask this in no tongue in cheek. Why do you think it's appropriate to suggest that President Obama is a jihadist?
I think the question's been asked many times for him, number one, to prove his authenticity is whether he's a an American or not. And that has never been answered that I can tell. We had a billboard addressing it, and like everybody else has, you know, where's the birth certificate? So I think this just, since Fort Hood, I've had it. Personally, I've had it as far as, can't suggest things, you can't profile. You know, you got to call a spade a spade. You got a situation out of Fort Hood here. All signs point to people ignoring this guy, and I think everything runs downhill, and he's the man at the top. So I think he's got to answer a lot of questions.
And we'll get to all that in a second here, but before we get to the birth certificate issue, let's say that. And I'm sure I'm not one who's willing to even come close to saying this, but let's say that there are legitimate questions about President Obama's birth certificate. Let's even say that President Obama wasn't born in the United States. I mean, let's just put that aside for a second. Now, what I don't understand first and foremost about this billboard is, even if that was true, and again, I want to be clear, I don't believe that's true in any way at all, but how do you take the jump from making that allegation to saying he's a jihadist?
I think it's a question, and only he can answer that. And I think it starts again.
But hold on a minute. Is everybody in your mind, anybody who is born out of the United States, have to answer a question about whether they are a jihadist?
When they take the office that he's taken, there's legitimate questions to be asked.
Did you ask about whether John McCain was a jihadist? John McCain was born in Panama. Did you know that?
He's not, he's not in office. He's not the head of the country.
Well,
he's not,
did you ask that did you ask that of George Bush, whether he was a jihadist?
I have asked many questions similar to this about George Bush and other issues.
So you wondered, you were considering putting up a billboard about George Bush suggesting that he was a jihadist, an Islamic jihadist.
No, about other questions, about other issues regarding
going on
in the United States.
But then why, so my follow-up question is, why are you specifically asking whether Barack Obama, not just general questions, specifically asking whether he is an Islamic jihadist, a terrorist?
I think the question is it's got legitimacy to it. When he can't address the issue with Fort Hood, and he can't, you know, he tells everybody to not jump to conclusions, and that's fair. I think the question's still out there. You know, are you with us or are you against us?
What in your mind would suggest that President Obama, I mean, a jihadist, Muhammad Atta, a jihadist. What in your mind would suggest that President Obama is a jihadist who wants to kill thousands of Americans in a terrorist attack?
You know, I think there's a lot of mysteries, and I think it goes back to whether it's George Bush or whether it's Mr. Obama. I think that there have been things that have happened in our country, and I think it points right back to the top, and questions continue, whether it's 911, whether it's Oklahoma City, whether it's Fort Hood. They don't get answered.
Well, but again, I think you're kind of evading the question. I mean, it's one thing to ask questions generally about the government, but to imply that the President of the United States is an Islamic fundamentalist jihadist on par with Muhammad Atta, one of the 9/11 killers, just as an example of a jihad.
Everything that I have read about Mr. Obama points right to the fact that he's a Muslim, and that is the agenda Muslim is all about. It's about anti-American. It's about anti-Christianity, and it's just very fundamental.
So in your mind, all Muslims are jihadists. Muslims are terrorists.
I don't know. That's up to
well, you just suggested that. You said hold on a minute. Your evidence for saying now, we could play the tape back for you. What you just said. You just said we need to ask questions about whether President Obama is a terrorist jihadist because you believe he's a Muslim, which would suggest that you believe that all Muslims are terrorists.
Well, if it's in the book, I didn't write the book. All I do is read it. It's just that it's not any different.
So I guess everything in the Judeo-Christian Bible, are you a Christian?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so everything in the Judeo-Christian Bible that talks about murder, that talks about all sorts of bloody wars, all sorts of crusades, you will take responsibility for all that as a Christian.
Well, that's, first of all, not Christianity.
Well, that's in the Bible. It's in the Bible.
Well, but you got to differentiate between God and Jesus Christ and Christianity.
Well, you got to differentiate between, you know, you could make the same thing, make the same allegation about the same interpretation of the Quran. Look, I don't purport to say that the Bible, everything in the Bible speaks for my religion, and I don't think you do either. Look, let's move on for a second from a discussion about all of this. My follow-up question about this is, don't you think this sows a level of hatred, a level of bigotry, and a level of even racism when you throw out charges like this? I mean, it's one thing to ask questions. It's another thing to imply that the President of the United States is akin to people who want to kill thousands and thousands of Americans. Don't you think this is a little inflammatory?
No, I don't at all. I think that until somebody wants to put to rest, the original issue is, are you with us or are you against us? Are you an American or are you not? I think the questions are going to continue to rise when incidents occur, and I think I'm entitled to the question. I think others are entitled to it, and I'm raising a question that probably people talk about every day.
Now, I assume that you were ready to fund a billboard after the George Tiller murder. I assume that you were ready to fund a billboard attacking Christianity because of the killing of the abortion doctor in the name of Christianity. I assume that you were ready to fund
a job. I don't believe in murder, Dave. I don't believe in murder. I never have. I never said that.
But I'm not saying you support that. But what I'm saying is you're citing Fort Hood here. You're very upset about the horrible tragedy at Fort Hood, like almost everyone is very upset about that.
I hope everybody is.
I hope everybody is too. But my point is, Why did you choose to put up a billboard about, I'm saying, Fort Hood, and not a billboard after, let's say, any of the other shootings? There was the Virginia Tech shooting. There was that killed lots of people. There was the shooting in the same week as the Fort Hood shooting. There were three shootings, three mass shootings in the United States. There was a couple months ago. There was the killing of the abortion doctor. Why did you specifically choose to cite Fort Hood and to try to link President Obama's alleged jihad to Fort Hood? Why didn't you put up a billboard about gun control? Why didn't you put up a billboard about any of the other shootings?
Well, first of all, gun control isn't outlawed. It's illegal, okay? Being a president of the United States, you have to be an American. Okay, that's never been proven.
I'm going to state that is a fringe position that's not proven at all. You want to get into the birth certificate issue. It's not really clear what you people want. I mean, the state of Hawaii has provided the documentation. Apparently that's unacceptable to people who simply don't want to believe it. And frankly, I have to tell you, I'm just going to tell you right now. I think you're a bigot. I think you're a religious bigot. I think the fact that you didn't put up a billboard about the mass killings on any other of the mass killings, and you're choosing to call President Obama not only a jihadist, but potentially a jihadist behind the Fort Hood massacre. I don't really understand. I mean, I think it is the most irresponsible thing that I have ever seen living in this state. I mean, I have not seen anything more irresponsible. And I wonder.
Well, it's your
choice. Well, I know it's my choice. But I wonder. I guess my last question to you is, what do you hope to gain from this? I mean, what do you want people to gain from this? Because I want to be fair to you and let you air out what you hope comes out of this. Do you want? I'll throw out some ideas. Do you want to rid the military of all Muslims? Do you want to round up all Muslims and put them in prison? Do you want to racially profile Muslims, put them all in a database so that the federal government can track their every move? What do you propose to come out of these allegations?
Well, when they join the military, they take an oath. And I think they need to learn what that oath means. And it goes back to the founding fathers and the foundation of our country. And if they come from a different religious ideals, they're more than welcome.
Well, what does that mean? What does that mean, different religious ideals? What does that mean?
Well, our country's full of them. You pick it. It doesn't matter. It's just full of hundreds of religions.
Right. Okay.
But if they come to this country and they can't take an oath and then support it, and they pull the kind of garbage that happened at Fort Hood, and then the leader of the military doesn't want people to jump to conclusions about what's going on.
Well, but
how blind do you think the American people are?
But should we have jumped to conclusions when there was the soldier-on-soldier killings at the bases in Iraq, the Christian soldier killing other Christian soldiers? Should we have jumped to conclusions about Christianity? Should we have jumped to conclusions about the 11 murders at Fort Carson done, I believe, all of them Christian soldiers? Should we have jumped to conclusions about Christianity based on those killings, those soldier-on-soldier killings? Should we have?
I think there's a accountability has got to be held to everybody.
Yeah, but fair enough. But should we have asked questions about their religion?
I think the question is always out there. What's your belief system? You live in a country that believes a certain way. Are you with us or are you against us?
Okay, so you think let me just get this straight. You believe that after the killings in the bases, the soldier-on-soldier killings in the bases in Iraq, that it would have been fair, and it is fair, to ask what role and to potentially profile Christians because the soldiers who killed in those places were Christian. You think that's a fair question?
I think it's a very fair question. Yep.
You think it would be fair to religiously profile Christians?
I don't think I'm not talking about religion. I'm just talking about you taking an oath to the United States.
Yeah, but you were talking about religion when you were talking about Fort Hood.
Well, you don't want to talk about that, but I'm going back. If you want to talk about fundamentals, go back to what Christianity stands for and what the United States was founded on. And the United States of America is a Christian nation, and it's a nation of Christian beliefs. That's how the Republic
really? I don't see any reference to Christianity in the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence.
The fathers of it, I can point it out and bring you many copies of it. That's the founding of our country.
Whoa, hold on a minute. Now, I just got to correct the record here. There is nothing in the United States Constitution about Christianity. The Supreme Court has repeatedly ruled, conservative Supreme Courts,
Dave,
not conservative Supreme Courts. What's that?
How much I want to see?
What do you mean, what I want to see? Can you show me a Christian reference in the United States Constitution?
Whether it's the Constitution or the Bill of Rights or the founding, or the way the country is formed, it's all formed by on the foundation of Christianity as a Christian nation, and I can show it to you.
You can show it to me. Tell me. I'm looking right at my screen at a copy of the Constitution. I don't see any reference to Jesus Christ, any reference to the crucifixion, any reference to Christianity.
I can show you.
You can show me. Okay, all right.
I'll be happy to show you.
Okay, you'll be happy to show me. Okay, Peter Wolf, Wolf Automotive.
Phil, apologies.
Phil Wolf, 4855 Miller Street, Wheat Ridge, 720-898-9019. The billboard, President or Jihad. Phil Wolf, thanks so much for taking the time this morning. 735 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. So what'd you think about that conversation?
Can I bring up one thing, Dave, that I know that was brought up by some instant messengers as well, and when he said it, I almost threw up my mouth.
Fire away.
And I don't know if it was just a slip or if it was intentional, but he said, let's call a spade a spade, when he was talking about Barack Obama. And we, of course, know that that term is considered a derogative term towards African Americans.
President, you think so?
Yes, most definitely. You've never okay. That's yeah. It's definitely
A spade is a
spade is another term for N-word is another yes. Dave,
I didn't know that.
I mean, I almost and then people have been instant messaging, but whoa.
This is pretty crazy. 4855 Miller Street, Wheat Ridge.
I said it was Peter Wolf, so I take full responsibility for.
That's fine. The number for the auto dealership, 720-898-9019. If you want to ask questions to the dealership about why it's doing this, if you'd like to ask them why they are engaging in this kind of thing, you got to see on our website, am760.net, President or Jihad, prove it. Wake up, America. Remember Fort Hood. We're going to discuss this. Is this proof that the Colorado Republican Party, the Colorado conservative movement, has gone completely crazy? 303-713-7600. We'll take your calls after today with John Turk.
Dave, no accidents on the freeways around town. We had a ramp from Wadsworth to eastbound I-70, but the normal Friday morning drive, traffic a little lighter than the rest of the week. Stop and go. 6th Avenue coming in from Wadsworth to 25. Southbound I 225, stop and go Parker Road to the Tech Center merge. Also seeing some heavy jams nodders from 225 up to Yale on I-25. Busy kind of getting out of the Tech Center. Also heavy westbound 76 in Commerce City from Highway 85 all the way to 25. Car versus garbage truck accident, Evans and Bannock. Your forecast, pretty nice. Mostly sunny skies, a high around 57 degrees. Tomorrow, the same with highs in the mid-50s. And Sunday, partly cloudy and cooler, but with a high of 48. Your current downtown temperature? 29 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This is Solis Maric. Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Soul Source Solar.
This Friday and Saturday, everything is on sale at Kohl's. Plus, get the best deals of the week during hours, Friday, 3 p.m. to midnight, and Saturday, 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
Hi, I'm Sandra, co-founder of Discovery Outsourcing, a Denver-based professional employer organization. Discovery handles details of your workforce like human resources, payroll, and health insurance. Our large group healthcare plan is healthcare reform for small businesses today. If you have between 8 and 200 employees, find out how we can help.
Call Sandra at Discovery Outsourcing, 303-868-5257, or go to discoveryoutsourcing.com. That's discoveryoutsourcing.com.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
This is John Elway.
I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Ready to take down a number that will change the way you look at home loans forever. I call it My Bank, My Loan, My Way. It's a line of credit that pays off your existing loan and keeps your equity available to you when you need it. And it uses your normal household checking account to lower your average daily balance. And you pay a lot less interest, which shortens your loan without changing your spending habits. The best home loan ever. 866-259-8206. 866-259-8206.
Because we believe that every woman deserves smooth, radiant skin that gets noticed. In fact, we feel so strongly about it, we want to give every woman who wants noticeably younger looking skin a free trial of hydroxytone. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. Clinically proven hydroxytone is dermatologist recommended, with ingredients that tighten skin and make wrinkles and fine lines disappear from view. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in celebrity gift bags at this year's Emmy Awards.
I get noticed now. I look like I did 5, maybe even 10 years ago.
Take years off your appearance faster than you thought possible. Get your risk-free trial of hydroxytone today. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-900-6166.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthMarket.com.
I'm self-employed, and my wife and I are talking about starting a family. So I know I have to get health insurance, but I had no idea how I was going to afford it until a buddy told me about eHealthMarket.com. I went to eHealthMarket.com and got all the information I needed for free, and nobody tried to sell me anything. I mean, within like 30 seconds, all the best health insurance quotes popped up from companies I know I can trust. Then I compared plans and prices side by side to see what I could afford. It could not have been easier. And there was no obligation either. They didn't even ask me for my email address. It was quick and easy, and I got all the free information I needed. So if you want to find quality health insurance you can actually afford, just go to eHealthMarket.com. That's eHealthMarket.com. eHealthMarket.com.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We just had on Phil Wolf of Wolf Automotive, 4855 Miller Street in Wheat Ridge. A giant billboard going up there saying, asking, but really suggesting that President Obama is a jihadist terrorist, and connecting his alleged jihadist terrorism to the Fort Hood shootings. You can reach Wolf Automotive, 720-898-9019, and ask him why they put this up. We just had on Phil Wolf. Don't, obviously, if you call, be nice. Don't make threats. Be courteous, be polite.
Don't vandalize the billboard.
Don't vandalize the billboard. Don't keep it under control. But the question is whether this represents a local version of the Republicans going absolutely insane. And I say that on a day that a poll is released saying that 52% of Republicans nationally don't believe President Obama won the election legitimately. 52% of Republicans nationally believe President Obama stole the election. Are we moving into a dangerous period here? Is this the Republican Party going into really, really dangerous, dangerous waters here in Colorado and nationally? I mean, alleging that the President of the United States is a jihadist terrorist. I mean, I don't know how much more crazy it gets. I really can't, by the way, you can find the photo at am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. The photo of this billboard is up there. So we're going to go to the phones and see what you think. John in Aurora. John, you're on AM 760.
Hey, sir.
Hey there.
Hey, everyone, I just want to shed a different light. Everyone asks the average citizen, and on this program it's usually a Democrat. This is coming from the perspective of a 14-year veteran still in the armed forces. And I'm going to tell you right now, there's three things I want to hit on real quick, and I'm sure your callers will love to beat me down on it. But the first one is our president right now refused to wear the flag lapel during his whatever you want to call it, lead up to the election. Number one, that's a disgrace to a soldier. Number two,
that's a joke. That allegation is a joke, considering he did wear it. And considering that John McCain at times did not wear it, so your allegation is absolutely pathetic and a joke and dishonest. Okay, right, what's your second allegation?
Call what you will.
I'm not calling you what I will. I'm just giving you the actual facts. You come on here. You come on to this radio. Hold on a minute. You come on to this radio station. You make an allegation that's factually untrue. Factually not true. Okay. So unless you're prepared to make factual allegations, I'm going to cut you off, because one thing we don't do here on AM 760 is allow BS artists to come on here and make allegations that are factually, verifiably untrue.
Well, then I've just got two opinions, then, if I might.
Well, as long as you're entitled to your opinion, as long as they are based in facts.
Then these are based on facts. Guaranteed. Fact one. We as soldiers are still waiting to find out if we're going to have another rotation to Afghanistan or not. Fact number two, no one, and I mean no one, any political clout, has wanted to draw the relation between a terrorist attack and the Fort Hood shooting. And the reason being is, in my opinion, is because then the Obama administration would have to admit a terrorist attack happened on his watch after 9/11.
Okay, John, two things. Let me ask you this question. I guess the way to support the military in your mind is for President Obama to, in a knee-jerk way, without thinking, just send all of you guys over to Afghanistan with zero. That's fine. No, I just want to be clear. I'm just asking what you're thinking. Well, I'm just asking
it.
What you just criticized President Obama. You said he doesn't support the troops. You said he doesn't support the troops because he hasn't made a decision about whether to send you over to Afghanistan. And my point to you is, I don't really see how it's quote unquote automatically supporting the troops by making a knee jerk decision. To send troops, 40,000 young men and women, potentially to their deaths, without any plan whatsoever. I don't see how that supports the troops. I don't see how not thinking through a decision to deploy 40,000 men and women into a battle zone doesn't, quote-unquote, support the troops. Unless you believe racking up casualties, destroying families, is the way... Racking up American casualties is the way to, quote-unquote, support the troops. And if you think that, then respectfully, sir, you are insane. Thanks for the call. Let's go to David in Denver. David in Denver, do you think calling President Obama a jihadist who was behind the Fort Hood shootings is a legitimate form of political debate here in Colorado?
To answer that question briefly, I'm going to say no. I want to go back to the question you had before the gentleman, the car dealer, and that was, is the Republican Party moving into a scary place? Just recently in school, I wrote a paper that started with a reaction during a lecture, and. You know, over the course of time, I have grown to understand the Republican ideology, it begins to make more and more sense that there are a lot of scary similarities to some of the Republican ways of thinking and totalitarian regimes. And I'm not going to name any specific regimes, but you know, one of the things that totalitarian regimes thrive on is smaller government. Where have you heard that? One of the things that totalitarian regimes do is they seek to find a purity in their nation, and they restrict all forms of immigration. And where are we seeing that? Another thing that totalitarian regimes may do is that they will look for small signs to indicate a lack of patriotism. For one totalitarian regime in the early part of the 20th century, it was whether or not you had blonde hair or blue eyes. So I don't think that one of my dearest friends that I play rugby with, he happens to be a Republican and a Marine and an ex-Marine, a retired Marine, and I think that the guy has really got his thoughts in a row properly, and he is what I would call a Republican. He and I agree that there are specific goals that each party wants. We essentially want the same things. But a Republican's approach and a Democrat, me, our approach is different, where he wants to strengthen corporations, I want to strengthen people. I think
you've made a really important point that what the Republican Party, what the conservative movement is moving towards is exactly right. It's authoritarianism, it's totalitarianism. That's the strain here. It's a fascist strain here. When you start calling the President of the United States, not just calling him, spending money to put up a giant billboard in the middle of a community, a giant billboard at a place of business, that suggests that you have gone completely and totally over the edge. Hey, thanks for the call, David. Really appreciate it. 751 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Check our website, am760.net, for a picture of this billboard at 4855 Miller Street at Wolf Automotive. You can call Wolf Automotive 720-898-9019. Ask them why they've now erected this giant billboard saying that President Obama is a jihadist and implying that he is behind the Fort Hood shootings. Also, stick around 8:05. We're going to announce the winner of those tickets for the Billy Joel Elton John concert, all that after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thanks, Dave. Things looking pretty normal for us this Friday morning. Just a stop-and-go jams coming out of Aurora on 2 1/4 southbound side, Parker to the Tech Center merge. Same speeds in the teens and 20s on eastbound 6th Avenue, Wadsworth all the way to 25. So getting from Lakewood to Denver, going to be a little bit of a bear for you this morning as well. Westbound 36, heavy into Boulder, Table Mesa on to Baseline. Still got this car versus garbage truck accident with Evans and Bannock. That's right around Santa Fe. Also a crash in the ramp from Wadsworth to eastbound I-70. Forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and mild, a high of 57. Right now, 33 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Announcing Groove Toyota Scion and Subaru on Broadway. GrooveAutomotive.com.
Now through December 2nd on HomeDepot.com, get free shipping on orders of $49 or more, which means you can shop online and enjoy great low prices right at home on everything from holiday decorations to the perfect Christmas gift. And then give a little Yuletide cheer for that free shipping you got on your order of $49 or more. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Some restrictions apply. Visit HomeDepot.com for details.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. Get 20% off your purchase of $75 or more at Beauvisage Skincare and Spa. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
It may be the holiday season, but those aren't jingle bells you're hearing. It's the money you're overpaying for inkjet printer ink. And every time you hit print, that money adds up. Don't spend another year overpaying for printer ink. This year, switch to a Kodak printer and spend that money on more important things. Get a new Kodak printer this weekend at Walmart and deck the halls with fairly priced printer ink. With Kodak, you can print and prosper.
Do you know what happens to flood-damaged cars? They're dried out, cleaned up, and resold. You should avoid these waterlogged wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to Carfax.com.
303-694-1600 is the number for Presidential Brokerage. 303-694-1600. Give them a call. And as Mike says, and as I always say every day, it's time you need to have a strategy in these up and down times. Hey, Mike, have a great weekend, man.
All right, David, thanks for all you do for us, man.
All right, man.
It's an NCIS Thanksgiving.
We've all got plans.
Let's go.
But crime doesn't take a holiday.
Whoever put this body here,
find them found.
I don't like it when people mess with my Thanksgiving.
New NCIS. Then, the NCIS Los Angeles team is getting a visitor from NCIS.
How do you feel about that?
This is seriously cool.
New NCIS Los Angeles, followed by a new episode of The Good Wife.
Tuesday, starting at 7 on CBS4.
An all-new Oprah. Oprah Fridays Live in Chicago.
Everybody still loves him. America's favorite husband, three-time Emmy winner Ray Romano. He's telling us all about his big return to TV.
Then,
she is gritty, heartbreaking, and beat out 500 hopefuls for the role. It's her first time acting from Harlem to Hollywood. I'm talking to the breakout star of Precious, Gabby Sidibe. Next Oprah.
Today at 4 on CBS4.
This business is harder than anything I've ever done in my life.
Meet Kim Ema. She sells tasty desserts out of her treats truck all over Manhattan.
Managing cash flow is really important because things are always changing. Let's say I have a really big event coming up. I'm probably going to use my Visa Business credit card. And then there are weekly expenses where it just makes a lot of sense to use my Visa Business debit card.
Learn how Visa Business helps Kim manage cash flow in ways checks can't. Visit visa.com/gobiz. More small businesses go forward with Visa.
When did you start feeling older? When was the last time you felt active and alive? When you felt alert and energized? If it seems like you're often tired and you don't feel as good as you used to, you should know it doesn't have to be this way. If you want to go from aging to active, get ready to call because we're giving away free trials of a fish oil formula that guarantees you'll feel a difference. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-984-9985. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-984-9985 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-984-9985. That's 1-800-984-9985.
Jay in Littleton. Jay, you're on AM760. We're talking about the new billboard up in Wheat Ridge, suggesting overtly that President Obama is a jihadist and that his alleged Islamic jihadism is behind the Fort Hood shooting. Okay, we guess we lost Jay. We'll go back to the phones. Let's go to Jim in Denver. Jim, you're on AM760.
Hi, David.
Hey there.
Yeah, I wanted to start with empirical evidence. Elizabeth and Mary, Queen of Scots, gave birth to Mary gave birth to James VI of Scotland. He becomes James I. In 1611, a Bible comes out, King James Version. It's printed in 1611. The Puritans were persecuted by fellow Christians in England. They left and went to Holland. Their kids were being raised in a liberal country that didn't care what religion they were, and they were afraid their children were being ingrained with that. So they packed up and joined a private. Miles Standish and the boys were going to this new continent, and they tagged along.
Jim, I got to get a break. What's your point?
Oh, I thought I was talking to David.
Yeah, you are. I got to get a break. What's the point?
Well, that's right. Never mind.
Okay. All right, Jim.
Great call, Jimbo.
Thanks, man. That was a great call. What a buzzkill. All right, we're going to continue talking about this billboard calling President Obama a jihadist here in Colorado. Stick around after news.
Hi, this is Dave Logan speaking for the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. Colorectal cancer is now the second leading cancer killer in the U.S. However, it can be prevented with a screening test that finds and removes small growths in the colon called polyps before they become cancerous. Men and women 50 and older should talk to their doctor about colorectal cancer screening. In health, as in football, winning starts with a good defense.
Call the American Cancer Society at 1-866-
877-927-7914.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390. Needs?
Certainly. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-900-1432. That's 1-800-900-1432. 1-800-900-1432.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. New guidelines calling for fewer pap smears are getting a chilly reception from some women.
We need to take them. I wish to stick with the way it is. We can't really change what the doctors already originally had planned for us.
CBS's Barry Vagnano has the latest advice from a gynecologist group.
The first pap smear should be at age 21. 20-something women should have the test every 2 years. Low-risk women in their 30s every 3 years. Over 65 with no previous major problems, you can stop altogether.
So you're going to start later and end earlier.
Dr. Sherelle Iglesias, head of the panel recommending these changes. U.S. News and World Report health editor and former NIH director, Dr. Bernadine Healy.
These are very prudent and sensible guidelines, and they are based on very good science.
Of course, consult your doctor. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Doctors can expect a lot of questions from women who may not understand the recommendations. Jacques Moritz is a gynecologist in New York.
For years, other doctors, have been preaching get a pap smear every year. Now, we're going to tell women, well, you don't need to do it every year, and it's just going to cause a lot of confusion.
Americans are driving again. The government says highway miles jumped 2.5% in the latest 12 months. The military wants to find out if post-traumatic stress disorder can be predicted. Live to CBS's Steve Cathan.
This new military experiment will try to see if there are underlying triggers that explain why, after the same incident, some soldiers experience PTSD and others don't. About 1 in 5 are affected by it. They'll look at things like histories of abuse, childhood experiences, and mental illness. 673 Marines were just tested and are heading to Afghanistan, where they will see combat. Researchers will get a readout on any early signs from field testing.
Frank, she's due to make it official at this hour. Oprah Winfrey has just taken the air in Chicago, and she's expected to talk about her decision to quit the Daily Grind in September of 2011. Fans say they'll miss the show.
When you think Chicago, you think Oprah. Yeah. So I don't even want to think that she's leaving, no.
Now, Winfrey will stay visible on her own cable channel. But pop culture professor Robert Thompson says her audience could shrink.
She has a smaller potential audience than she's currently got now, and there might be a lot of people who just won't find her.
The government wants to expand a program that lets low-risk travelers breeze through airport security. CBS's Dan Revive has that.
The Department of Homeland Security says a test at 7 airports has been a success, reducing the average processing time per passenger from 10 minutes to 3 minutes. These were travelers just arriving in the U.S. The plan, starting early next year, is to extend this to all airports with international arrivals, but not for foreign tourists. Americans and permanent residents of the U.S. could pay $100 to undergo a background check. If approved, they'd have an express lane to enter this country. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
The Twilight sequel New Moon opened at midnight, and theaters across the country were sold out. Dow Industrials are down 14 points. This is CBS News.
Chevy is building cars and crossovers that are getting a lot of attention. In fact, even the critics are enthusiastic. See for yourself. Auto Week magazine says Traverse, quite simply, is one of the best vehicles, not just crossovers, on the road today. The 8-passenger, 24-mpg highway Traverse. Just one of the critically acclaimed cars and crossovers from Chevy. Compare them to anyone, and may the best car win. Fuel economy based on EPA estimates.
Hello Health helps you connect with your doctor in person and online. It's that simple.
Meet Dr. Jay Parkinson of a new kind of medical practice in Brooklyn, New York.
As the business grows, I'm going to need all the help I can get. But the great thing is, I'll be able to issue Visa business cards to my employees and even set spending limits, so I can control who spends how much and know what they're spending it on.
Learn how Visa Business helps Dr. Jay control spending in ways checks can't. Visit visa.com/gobiz. More small businesses go forward with Visa.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Billy Joel and Elton John will not be coming to Denver this weekend after all. Their Sunday night concert stop at Pepsi Center has been rescheduled for February 22nd. Both singers have been fighting off illnesses since their face-to-face tour began. Two Westminster police officers are still on the mend this morning after yesterday's wild shootout with a man and a woman who had robbed a bank. Both the suspects died in the shooting. One of the officers wounded is in stable condition. The other was treated at the scene. Crested Butte Mountain Resort plans a protest today of a U.S. Forest Service decision blocking its proposal to expand on 276 acres of Snodgrass Mountain. Resort supporters will stage the protest at the agency's regional office in Golden. The ski area contends the agency did not follow the procedures it follows at other ski areas in its decision. Two more Colorado ski areas are open for business today. Eldora and Vail make it 9 Colorado ski resorts now up and running. In sports, the CU Buffs lost last night to Oklahoma State 31-28. Both the Avs and the Nuggets are in action tonight. The Avs are in Vancouver. The Nuggets play the Clippers in L.A. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where things are really heating up for a Friday morning commute. Usually volume is lighter than usual, but we're starting to see some delays on those eastbound routes as the sun smacks you in the face. 6th Avenue really bogging down. This is Sheridan towards I-25. Speeds are going to dip down into the teens and 20s through that stretch. C-470 also a slow ride, Santa Fe towards Quebec. Police are looking around for an accident on I-25. This is right around Santa Fe. It involves three cars. We're also getting reports of slowdowns. This is westbound 76, starting on that approach to Highway 85 all the way up towards I-25. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny day and mild temperature-wise, that with a high of around 58 degrees. Overnight low dropping down to 31. Currently, it's 34. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Experience the all-new menu at Grand Lux Cafe, featuring an unforgettable selection of minis, bites, and tapas starting at $3.95 and big plates starting at $12.95. Don't forget their fresh baked-to-order desserts. Grand Lux Cafe, located in Park Meadows.
Right now at the Home Depot, 100-count light sets are at the new lower price of $1.88 each. That means you'll have a lot more cash in your pocket to buy even more light sets, which will help make your Christmas merry and brighter. It's all thanks to 100-count light sets, now at the new lower price of just $1.88 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
Sirota is not your garden variety liberal.
David Sirota.
He's bright, he's intelligent, he is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Wow. 8:07 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's been a busy morning already. Go to our website, am760.net, click over to the J. Marvin page, get in on the conversation about this billboard up in Wheat Ridge at 4855 Miller Street, an auto dealership, a giant billboard saying that President Obama is a jihadist and that his jihadism, his personal jihadism is behind, or implying that his personal jihadism is behind the Fort Hood tragedy. Before we get back to a discussion about this, it is, well, it's 8:07, not 8:05, but every day we've at 8:05 we've been reading the winners of our drawing for those Billy Joel and Elton John tickets. And one note before I read the winner. Originally the concert this Sunday was this Sunday, but for reasons unknown to us, the concert has been postponed to Monday, February 22nd. So the concert's still at the Pepsi Center, and they're still coming. Just the date has been postponed. Okay, so we're going to read out today's winner of the Elton John Billy Joel drawing. Today's winner is Frederick Couch of Parker. Frederick Couch of Parker, you got 7 minutes and 60 seconds from right now to call us at 303-631-2760. Frederick,
that's 8 minutes to you and me, Dave.
That's 8 minutes to you and me, right? 7 minutes, 60 seconds, 8 minutes. Frederick Couch of Parker, you've got 7 minutes, 60 seconds, / 8 minutes from right now to call us at 303-631-2760. Make that call and you've won a pair of tickets to the Elton John Billy Joel concert. All right, back to our discussion. You can check our website, am760.net. Let me just reset the stage for everybody here. Okay, Wolf Automotive at 4855 Miller Street in Wheat Ridge, 720-898-9019, if you want to call them up and ask them questions about this. They've erected a giant billboard that you can see on our website, am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page, saying President or Jihad. A picture of President Obama, a cartoon of him, in a turban, saying, wake up, America, remember Fort Hood. So a billboard right in our community saying that President Obama is a jihadist. Is this acceptable? Is this proof that the Republican Party, the right wing of in the United States, has gone completely insane and to a really, really dangerous, dangerous place? I asked that question in the context of also, it's the same day a new poll comes out, public policy polling saying 52% of Republicans now in the United States, 52% of Republican voters do not believe Barack Obama was legitimately elected, thinks that he stole the election. Are we going down into a place that is quite literally dangerous? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Meathead Mark in Denver. Meathead Mark in Denver, you're on AM 760.
Morning, David.
Hey, man.
Real quick, you were saying you don't know why Elton John and whatever concert was canceled. On your news just now, they said it was because they're both fighting illness.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to cover a couple points real quick. Number one, Barack Obama was born in the United States, so the conservatives and Republicans that don't believe that need to get over it so that they can get back to the legitimate issues instead of being giving the left ammo for calling the right wing nuts on that issue.
Agreed.
Number two, just because some dingbat has a billboard up that says whatever you said it says, it doesn't represent the Republican Party any more than ELF or Earth Liberation Front. Those domestic terrorists are a representation of the Democratic Party.
Well, I think that's fair. I think that's a fair point. But I will say this. I mean, in the context of all the stuff that we've seen with the signs at the Tea Party rallies that's calling Obama a Nazi, likening him to Hitler. I mean, by the way, these are, and I think you're right. I think we do have to make a distinction, and it's a fair point, between the Republican Party and the conservative base, the grassroots conservative base. Even Mike Huckabee is out there today saying that a lot of the attacks on President Obama are unacceptable. So, Meathead Mark, that you've made a good point. You can't tar and feather the entire Republican Party. The only thing I would say, however, is that I don't think there's been enough Republican Party leaders who have come out like Huckabee today and said, hey, this is not okay. This is not acceptable criticism of President Obama. I mean, frankly, let's be honest. The right, if it wants, has enough legitimate grounds to criticize President Obama on. You know,
absolutely.
Today in the paper, there's a story about his handling or his administration's handling of the bank bailout and how he's given away money to Wall Street fat cats. That's perfectly legitimate. That is absolutely perfectly legitimate. But I just think, you know, but one thing, Mark, I mean, I you got to admit, like, I think it's a legitimate topic for conversation in our community when a business, you know, a legitimate big business in our community puts up a billboard implying that President Obama is an Islamic jihadist. I mean, that's a problem.
I don't disagree. Now, my third point, you were saying that basically the Republican Party is going crazy, or I don't remember your exact terminology. So when you said that, I pulled over and read today's Denver Post, the Tim Credo story. I don't think it's crazy to ask that the party's platform says if you have to prove that you're a citizen to get a job in Colorado when you have over 10% nationwide unemployment. I don't think it's crazy to say that we need smaller government. We need to get rid of the new taxes on automobiles, the new property taxes.
No, I don't think that's crazy. I disagree with some of it, and some of it, not all of it.
Legitimately disagree.
Okay, I agree. But what I would say, however, is I don't think that that's where it's going to end. Tom Tancredo has made truly crazy and lunatic statements about how he wants the Gestapo to come in here and deport everybody, you know, to go through. He didn't say Gestapo. I'm characterizing, but he want, you know, mass deportations. He's a guy who says we need to bomb Mecca, and we've played that clip. So my only point is that I think that negotiating with a political terrorist like Tom Tancredo, that it may start out where, oh, we'll make a couple changes to the platform that's, you know, not crazy. I disagree with them, but, you know, it's fine. But then I just don't believe that's where it's going to stop. I don't think you can negotiate with a political terrorist like Tom Tancredo without going off the deep end. That when you negotiate with somebody who's made comments like that, who's really made his fame making comments like that, you get into a death spiral. So it's my prediction that this negotiation is going to pull the Colorado Republican Party farther and farther to the right. I guess we'll see. And when we do see, Mark, make sure to check in. Okay, man?
Have a good one.
Good talking to you. Take care. Let's go to Tom in Glendale. Tom, you're on AM 760.
Hey, I just, you know, to let you know, I'm typically a Democrat, usually. But, you know, I don't see this as being so insidious, what this, mechanic garage, what they're, is that?
Dealership.
Dealership?
Yeah.
Are doing with Barack, because, I mean, when Bush was president, I mean, Democrats made a lot of insane statements, you know, that he was aligned somehow with Saudi Arabia, that he opened our defenses to allow for 9/11 so that they could do the their agenda. What was it, the New America? I don't know. So.
Hold on, Tom, there's only one problem. Only one problem with making this comparison. First and foremost, it's a matter of historical record and fact that the Bush family has been extremely close to the Saudi government. That's not a conspiracy theory. I could pull up a picture of.
Let me finish my point though.
Okay.
You're exactly right. I believe. But to say that he opened up that they allowed for 9/11 so that it laid the groundwork.
To
make a war with Iraq.
That's crazy.
You know, to further the American agenda.
It's absolutely crazy.
That was really prevalent with Democrats.
Yeah, but hold on. But I agree. But first of all, I do not agree that it was prevalent. I agree that it was that some people threw it out there.
I heard it on this show.
And you heard it on, you heard somebody on this network saying that was true.
Jay Marvin. Yeah.
That George Bush allowed 9/11 to happen as a pretense for war.
Well, no, Jay never said that, but I mean, he would allow for that kind of dialogue.
Yeah, I assume that he smacked it down. My point is that George Bush, it's a matter of historical record. His family was very close to the Saudi government. It's a matter of historical record that the Bush administration was not paying good attention to the warnings about a terrorist attack on 9/11. We have the memo. Okay. There is no evidence, and I don't believe that it was premeditated. I don't believe they were like, let's let 9/11 happen so that we... I don't believe that at all. There's no way. And by the way, here's my key point. Those allegations were smacked down. There were many Democratic Party officials, Democratic Party politicians who said that's not acceptable. That is way out of line. Okay. And my point here is that you've got now people, there's two points here. First, you've got people making allegations about President Obama that aren't even vaguely rooted in any shred of fact. Right. I hate to split hairs here, but like, you know, for people to make allegations about President Bush, which were outrageous, but at least they were like vaguely related to some verifiable facts. OK, they extrapolated facts. Calling President Obama a jihadist, that's not vaguely rooted in any fact. Nothing. There's zero. It's just nothing. No. Likening him to Hitler, there's no nothing. Zero shred of fact.
But going back to Hitler, though, they used to do that to Bush.
Well, and that's fair. Let me make my last point here, and then I'll let you respond. My other point here is that the Republican Party officials, people who speak to this base, have not forcefully come out and said, hey, this is not okay. It is not okay to call President Obama an Islamic jihadist.
Yeah.
And that, there's a difference there.
Well, I think the difference is this, and I for the most part agree with you. I mean, to compare him to a jihadist, what this guy is doing in Wheat Ridge is stupid, and there's not even there's no anything there's no suspicions that would even there's nothing previous that would lead you to that.
Nothing, zero.
Well, it's just politics, and it's a way people play politics. People, the uninformed in politics, this is how they play the game.
Yeah, I just ask you to imagine, you know, if a big business in a community here had put up a billboard saying George W. Bush, we're not just talking about holding a protest sign, put up a billboard in the middle of the community saying George W. Bush either helped organize or encourage 9/11 in order to create a pretense for war, that person, there would have been a mob. There would have been an angry mob at that place of business of angry Tea Party-like protesters. And, you know, I just think there's like a double standard here. But you do, you know, in fairness, Tom, I think you make a good point. Hey, thanks for the call, man. 820 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about this new billboard here, 4855 Miller Street, Wolf Automotive. Their number is 720-898-9019. They've put up a giant billboard that you can see on our website, am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. Saying that President Obama is effectively a jihadist. Is it president or jihad? And then effectively linking this allegation that he is a jihadist to the Fort Hood massacre. All in all, you look at this thing, this billboard, and basically they're suggesting that President Obama is a jihadist whose jihadism was responsible for the massacre at Fort Hood. What do you think about this? 303-713-7600. Is this proof that the conservative movement here, even in our state, has now gone completely and totally insane and to a dangerous place? And if you want to call up Wolf Automotive, we had Phil Wolf on the show to talk to him about this. You can call them at 720-898-9019. And again, I want to be very clear. Be nice. Be polite. Don't be threatening. Don't vandalize anything. That's not what this is about. But I think it's, if you want to call up this place of business and ask them why they are polluting our community with this kind of bigotry, again, the number is 720-898-9019. And feel free to call us, 303-713-7600. Let us know what you think about this. We'll debate it some more in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, we'll start on 25 up in Thornton and Northland. Stop and go as you're leaving 120th all the way down to 84th. Have some relief, but more jams, 48th past speeds in the teens there. Northbounders got a problem with a crash as you approach Santa Fe. Delays back to Emerson Street. Also heavy in Aurora southbound, 2 1/4 Parker Road down to 25. Northbounders just a little sluggish there from about the spillway up to Mississippi. And really pretty nice drive going on for us this Friday morning. Your forecast, mostly sunny skies, a high around 57. Tomorrow, same with highs in the mid-50s. On Sunday, partly cloudy and cooler, but still dry with a high of 48. Your current downtown temperature, 33 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Inside this truck are some very special batteries, because these batteries are going to the Mattel Children's Hospital, UCLA, where they know that making kids better takes all kinds of technologically advanced equipment and quite a few Hot Wheels and Barbies and Polly Pockets. So to power all those toys, the people at Duracell pack that truck full of batteries, because they know nothing's better than powering a smile. Duracell. Trusted everywhere.
Air treatment of working people, but was accused of murder in 1914. Playing at the Harlequin Theater in Lafayette, November 13th and 14th, and 20th and 21st. Tickets are only $12 and are on sale now at frontgatetickets.com.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthMarket.com.
I'm self-employed, and my wife and I are talking about starting a family. So I know I have to get health insurance, but I had no idea how I was going to afford it. Until a buddy told me about eHealthMarket.com. I went to eHealthMarket.com and got all the information I needed for free. And nobody tried to sell me anything. I mean, within like 30 seconds, all the best health insurance quotes popped up from companies I know I can trust.
Then I compared plans and prices side by side to see what I could afford. It could not have been easier. And there was no obligation either. They didn't even ask me for my email address. It was quick and easy, and I got all the free information I needed. So if you want to find quality health insurance you can actually afford, just go to eHealthMarket.com. That's eHealthMarket.com. eHealthMarket.com.
Which GPS gives you the easiest way to get to any address? Only TomTom. With just a few taps of the screen, TomTom quickly finds the most efficient route and guides you there with clear spoken directions. TomTom, go confidently.
Right now at the Home Depot, 100-count light sets are at the new lower price of $1.88 each. That means you'll have a lot more cash in your pocket to buy even more light sets, which will help make your Christmas merry and brighter. It's all thanks to 100-count light sets, now at the new lower price of just $1.88 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
What home repairs are you struggling with? Get the help you need with the Home Pros. Hi, this is Joe Greenberg.
And Lenore Greenberg with $99 Rooter.
Host of the Home Pros. Join us every Saturday beginning at 12 noon.
For help with that home repair, right here on AM 760 KKZN.
The future of our country is our kids.
Tom Hartman.
We've got kids who are melting down. They're going down in flames. And those few people who are lucky enough to get into college are graduating, what, $100,000 in debt? This is the most important infrastructure there is. You know, people talk about, well, let's build our bridges. Let's build our dams. Let's build our water systems. We've got crumbling. Yeah, it's true. We've got crumbling people.
Tom Hartman, weekdays at 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Progressive Talk. Check our website, am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. See this billboard up being erected in Wheat Ridge. Giant billboard saying that President Obama is a jihadist and alleging that his alleged jihadism, Islamic jihadism and terrorism, is responsible for Fort Hood. Is this out of bounds? Is this unacceptable? Is this proof that the Republican Party's head has exploded? And they are pushing the country to a very, very dangerous place. 303-713-7600. This is being erected at Wolf Automotive, 4855 Miller Street in Wheat Ridge. And you can give them a call, ask them questions about this, 720-898-9019. As I said, be polite. And don't be threatening. You know, no vandalism. You know, leave the Tea Party craziness to the Tea Party protesters. That's not what this is about. This is about asking whether this is really appropriate to now call the President of the United States a terrorist. 303-713-7600. We'll go to Mark in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Hey, David. Good. How are you?
All right, man.
Good. A couple of things. Number one, you were covered quite well in the Washington Post this morning. Kudos for that.
The Washington Times. Let me correct you.
Washington Times, I'm sorry.
The paper of record for people who commit hate crimes.
Do you want me to link that to the website, Dave?
Yeah. We'll link this Washington Times story. I think people are going to like it.
It's about how I called
on my Twitter feed, twitter.com, David Sirota, how I've basically gotten into a couple of spats with people like Karl Rove, people like right-wing think tank leaders in Washington, the Washington Times was very upset that I called, for instance, Haley Barbour, the governor of Mississippi, a fat lobbyist who has driven his state to the poorest in the nation, and how I said that Karl Rove is so obsessed with himself, I wouldn't be surprised if he had tried the trick of auto fellatio. And apparently that was they were very upset about that. So check it out. We'll link it on our website. Go ahead. Sorry, Mark. Sorry to go off on a tangent.
That's quite all right. Don't forget about the Palin comment.
Yeah,
anyway.
That's right. I said Palin and Beck basically make me, and I stick to this, they make me embarrassed to be not only an American, but a human. I'm literally, when I see them, I'm embarrassed to share a species type with them.
Yeah, good work. Anyway, I just wanted to comment, you know, the whole thing, they have a right to put up whatever they want to put up and so on and so forth.
For sure, they have a right to do it, absolutely.
to your question, are they insane for doing it? Yeah, they are on many fronts. Number one, just purely they're insane. Number two, they're not getting any traction out of this, really, except for dividing their party further, which I guess works out pretty well for us. They can run, you know, Caribou Barbie and Carrie Prejean in 2012, as far as I see it.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think this marginalizes them. And I want to be clear. I think you make a good point that, look, Phil Wolf of Wolf Automotive has every right to put this billboard up. That's for sure. It's First Amendment. I will stand by people's right to say what they want, whatever they want, as long as it doesn't, you know, threaten physical violence. And this doesn't. It just makes an outrageous allegation. I think you're right. I think the political benefit of this to the right is well, I'm not willing to go and say that it's going to. I can't predict that it'll be so bad for them over the long term, only because it's not that I think a lot of Americans are going to really believe that Barack Obama is a jihadist. I don't believe that. But I do believe that a sustained assault like this has consequences over the long haul. I mean, I just read this poll out, right? You know, public policy polling, new poll out today saying that 52% of Republicans in the United States believe that Barack Obama illegally stole the election. So 52% of Republicans don't believe that Barack Obama was legitimately elected president. And I think, you know, whether it's bad for Barack Obama or not, what it's bad for is really our democracy and our country. If we have one political party that refuses to accept the very legitimacy of somebody who was elected by one of the widest margins in contemporary American history, that is a real assault on our country's democracy. It's different, I want to add, it's different from 2000, where people were like, well, I don't think Bush won. I mean, first of all, you know, Bush lost the popular vote, and it was an election decided by, you know, 500, 600 votes in Florida. So, you know, I think some Democrats who said, Bush was not legitimately elected president back then, I mean, that's a normal question. I think that's completely fair to have thought that. I don't think it's fair to look at an election where the guy won by 10 million votes, whether it was a Republican or Democrat, and say he's not legitimately elected. I think that represents, and then to, you know, have people say he's Hitler or people say that he's an Islamic terrorist. I mean, I think that now we're getting to a point where these people are questioning the legitimacy of the very system, the very country that America is supposed to be.
Well, they'll question that as long as they're not in power.
That's right. Here's an example
of that. You know, these people that were just thrilled to have Bush, and I'm in North Carolina, obviously. These people were thrilled to have Bush as a president. He could do no wrong. And now I hear them at the coffee shop or the grocery store, wherever I happen to be, and they're saying things like, he's the Antichrist, Armageddon's on its way, 2012. God, did you see all the frogs out there? It must be a sign. I mean, it's just insane.
It is. It is absolutely insane. And I think people are right to be really, really nervous about it and really disturbed by it. And I think, you know, some people ask, well, why do you focus on it? Why are you focusing on a billboard like this here in your community? And my point, my answer is, if you don't call it out, if you don't discuss it, if you don't air it out, if you don't say what it really is and what it really represents, then it will metastasize like a dangerous, dangerous disease. Hey, Mark, thanks for the call, man.
You better have a good week.
All right, you too. Doug in Denver. Doug, you're on AM760.
Hi, David.
Hey, man.
This is Doug. I was just struck by a couple of things with Mr. Wolf. I mean, first, the spade is a spade comment struck me. Let's call a spade a spade.
Yeah, Turk flagged that. That's right.
Yeah, I'm white. My wife is African American, so I might be a little more sensitive to it than a lot of folks, but even so. And his comment about how this is a Christian nation, I mean, John let me know the quote from George Washington saying we aren't, but I mean, the founding fathers made a point of saying we weren't. And most of them weren't really Christians. They were deists. They believed in a supreme being, but not so much Jesus Christ. The whole Bertha thing, I mean, this guy's just wrong on so many counts, and he seems oblivious to reality.
Yeah, well, you know, I think people have knee-jerk reactions. I think they have They don't want to think through their own ideology, and they don't want to think through the propaganda that's being thrown at them. I mean, as I've said, I encourage people. I don't like to encourage people to. How do I put it? I don't like to encourage people not to tune in here at AM 760. But when you're flipping around the dial, people flip around the dial, you will hear. The radio dial is an example. It is dominated by not just Republicans, but by extreme far-right fringe voices who are putting out a propaganda that then results in people like Phil Wolf putting up billboards saying that the president is a terrorist and saying that his alleged Islamic jihadism is behind the Fort Hood shootings. I mean, this is where, you know, all under such a flood of propaganda, the inner voice that might say, hey, you know, it's not appropriate to call the president of the United States, to liken him to, for instance, one of the 9/11 bombers. The inner voice that says, hey, that's not appropriate, the propaganda wipes that away. And the propaganda is so powerful, all you got to do is flip around the dial. And I think, you know, this point about his point, and I'm glad you bring it up, his point about this being a Christian nation, I mean, that is, first of all, it's wrong. He said he could, it was funny. He's like, I can show you where in the Constitution it says that we're a Christian nation. Of course, I defy anybody to show me, to cite a section of the Constitution that says we're a Christian nation. But what's disturbing about it is that there are a lot of people out there who believe that. Certainly not a majority, but there's a lot of people out there who believe that. And what does it say to people who aren't Christian? Whether you're an atheist, whether you're Jewish, whether you're Muslim, whether you're any other religion, what that message really is saying is not that just we're a Christian, that the person saying it believes we're a Christian nation, but that we're a nation that only welcomes Christians, that only embraces Christians, that's willing to wage persecutory policies or enact persecutory policies against non-Christians. And that is a frightening message. And that is not what this country is all about. Hey, Doug, thanks so much for the call, man.
Sure thing.
836 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Go to our website, am760.net. Check out this billboard up in Wheat Ridge. The open question of the day: has the Republican Party, has the conservative base gone completely crazy? And I know that's a broad question, but the context of it is a new poll out says more than half of Republicans in the United States now refuse to believe that President Obama was legitimately elected president. Here in our community, we have an auto dealership, big auto dealership in Wheat Ridge, 4855 Miller Street in Wheat Ridge, Wolf Automotive, erecting a giant billboard suggesting that President Obama is an Islamic jihadist and that his Islamic jihadism is behind the Fort Hood massacre. At the same time, we have a Republican gubernatorial primary here in Colorado shaping up to be between an absolute fringe lunatic, Tom Tancredo, a bigot and a racist lunatic, Tom Tancredo, versus an oil industry lobbyist, Scott McGinnis. When you put all this together, does this show that the Republican Party and the conservative movement here in state and nationally is going into disturbing and dangerously extremist waters? 303-713-7600. Again, am760.net, the J. Marvin page, to check out that billboard. It's going to blow your mind. It's really, really disgusting, but you got to see it, so check it out. We'll get back to our discussion after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. But traffic in pretty decent shape for us. Doesn't look like there's much stop and go around the city. Do see some speeds dropping into the 20s and 30s, though, on the highways around downtown. Also heavy going towards Boulder, westbound Turnpike, Sheridan to McCasland. Got a new crash southbound I-25 just before 20th Avenue. That's adding to the delays coming in from 48th Avenue. But it does look like volumes are starting to decrease a little bit for us. Also crash northbound I-25 approaching Santa Fe, and the Surface Street's got one at Holly and Smith Road. The forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and mild, a high of 57, right now 35 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This is Mario Solis Maric. Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Soul Source Solar.
Hurry into the BMW Joy Sales Event. Right now, get a holiday credit of up to $2,500. Plus, BMW's Ultimate Service Plan comes standard. Visit your local BMW center today or go to frontagebmw.com for details.
Surround her with the strength of your love with the Love's Embrace Collection, now at Jared.
That's Jared!
Jared is proud to present the new Love's Embrace Collection, diamonds in a design created to capture the comfort found in each other's arms. This holiday, there is surely no more romantic gift. Available as necklaces, rings, or earrings, starting at just $79.99. At Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at jared.com.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SolarRips.com.
Blood-damaged car is like a ticking time bomb. Airbags don't work, and the car's electrical systems are rusting away. Avoid these waterlogged wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
You are used, you'll find the best pricing, financing, and service for your Chevy Silverado at Purefoy Chevrolet, the best Chevy dealer in the Denver area. Find us at DenverSilverado.com or SilveradoDenver.com. No matter how you spell it, it's PurefoyChevrolet.com.
Peter Baruch, Senior Compliance Director for the Business Software Alliance.
Pirating software is serious. It hurts software developers, our economy, and it's illegal. If software is copied illegally at your workplace, report it to the BSA. It's the right thing to do.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. That's nopiracy.com or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY.
With ingredients that tighten skin and make wrinkles and fine lines disappear from view, the results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in celebrity gift bags at this year's Emmy Awards.
I get noticed now. I look like I did 5, maybe even 10 years ago.
Take years off your appearance faster than you thought possible. Get your risk-free trial of hydroxytone today. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-900-6166.
In the market for a new home? Need advice on buying, selling, or financing? The Open House Show with hosts Brad Wilson and Lou Tornambi answers all your real estate questions. Tune in Saturday afternoons at 12:30 right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Recalculating route.
What's up with this GPS?
You need to finish your holiday shopping.
Right. I doubt Michelle would want another spice rack.
Chase Freedom gives you 3% cash back.
I can get Michelle that new camera, plus 3% cash back for me. Hey, how do you know so much?
My brother's a Chase ATM.
Chase Freedom gives you 3% cash back at computer and electronic stores, discount stores, and bookstores. Just sign up at chase.com/freedom. Chase, what matters.
Chase cards issued by Chase Bank USA NA and are subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, talking about this billboard suggesting President Obama is a jihadist whose jihadist impulses are behind the Fort Hood tragedy. I'm not kidding. You got to see this billboard, am760.net. Is this proof that the right wing has gone completely crazy, is un-American, unpatriotic, and gone completely off the deep end? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Steve in Denver. Steve, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, David.
Morning.
First of all, I want to give kudos to your call screener because we had quite a heated debate, and he said if I'd be nice, he'd let me on. So I'd like to give kudos to him.
Kudos to John Turk.
Huh?
Kudos to John Turk.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, because he had every right to kick me off the conversation we had. So,
okay.
So now that I'm settled down, because I guess you could put me on the side of the, you know what, I think the billboard's over the top personally, and I am definitely far right, and I will admit that. But I think there's a little hypocrisy going on, and I think the reason why you see the right getting so upset is that, you know what, now we don't feel like our voices are being heard. You talk, you know what, Obama's whole platform was clarity. You'll know everything. All this healthcare stuff going on behind closed doors. We're coming out with this and that. If you don't like it, it's going to get rammed down your throat. We're going to do this. We have the supermajority. Everybody's getting, you know what, a little antsy, and I think you're just seeing that flare up in more of a, probably a more volatile way. And when you talk about hypocrisy, one of the things that was said this morning on the radio that kind of keyed me off that we were having a discussion about prior to, and that was when he said, you know, when the gentleman, car dealer, I don't even know who it was, it doesn't really matter to me.
Phil Wolf, right.
Okay. You know what, when he said, call a spade, well, I use that terminology all the time. And you know what, without thinking, he probably used that. And I never mean it in a derogatory sense. And you know what, I might slip and say it to a black guy because, and that's what John.
It has, look, it has become a figure of speech. I think let's just give him the benefit of the doubt. We'll give him the benefit. Set that aside. Now
can I make one point about that?
Go ahead.
Because the dichotomy here is you have somebody like Maxine Waters who sits up there and calls the tea partiers tea baggers, knowing it's a sexual reference to homosexuality and everything else. And does anybody call her on that? I mean, we're just kind of all going, hold it now. This is so flippin' long.
Well, hold on a minute. Now, the tea party people use as their prop a tea bag. Now, I agree.
Okay.
I do agree that there has been this excessive attempt on the part of progressives to sort of tongue-in-cheek use that as a way to criticize these people in a kind of underhanded way. I think there's initially it was a little funny.
Fair.
Initially it was a little funny. Now I don't think you're equating calling the teabaggers. I'm not calling them, but calling people teabaggers who are in the Tea Party. That's not the same as calling the President of the United States a jihadist terrorist. I mean, that's.
And I agree with you right off the bat.
Okay, so let's get to your bigger point. Your bigger point is that conservatives are feeling locked out. They're feeling like they have no voice, and that's driving them.
We feel like we're rope-a-doping it, and we're in a corner, and we got to come out swinging.
All right, my response to that is I'm going to go out on a limb and say, I think you're right. I think that that President Obama and the Obama administration has not been as serious as it promised to be transparent about, for instance, the health care negotiations. It promised to have them on C-SPAN. It hasn't done that. I think that's not acceptable. It has, however, done a lot in the service of governmental transparency that the Bush administration didn't do. I think that's everybody has to acknowledge that. The president signed executive orders loosening the FOIA stuff. So I think that's verifiably true. To your even bigger point about how conservatives feel like they have no voice, my answer to that, even stipulating that the Obama administration could do a better job of being more transparent and following through on its promises of transparency, even stipulating all that, my general response to conservatives saying we feel locked out is elections have consequences. Elections have consequences. Yes, the Democrats have a supermajority. Yes, they won the presidency. And you know what? That means that they have the power to pass the policies that they promised. I think it's fair to say this, and I wonder what your response to this is. President Obama is not pushing anything that conservatives are objecting to that he didn't promise to push as a candidate. Is that true?
I would say...
I mean, is there anything?
I would say for the most part, yeah. I would agree with that.
Right. Okay. So he's not like a guy who like I got elected on these principles and now I'm like doing all this stuff that is not what I said I would do. So my point is, I'll throw it back to you. If you agree that elections have consequences, if you're willing to agree that he and the Democrats were legitimately elected, that they won the election legitimately, fair and square, if you're willing to accept all that. What do you want them to do? I just want to be really clear. If they promise to do this, if they won power, and then you're willing to acknowledge that they did win power, they legitimately won power, what's the complaint about them then using the power to pass what they promised?
Well, the power to pass the big promise has several issues. Not only, you know what, because we see the numbers being broken down. Every time they come out with a number, it has to be reworked. Oh, well, we forgot this. We didn't do this. I don't really think that the openness and the clarity is really there. I mean, I think that, the budget office, they always got to rework their numbers, have to take it, make another look at it. And they're supposed to be bipartisan and everything else. Well, there's a lot of debate about that. I just think there's a lot of debate about a lot of things. And they're just saying, we got the majority, so just shut up.
Yeah, but
and
that's, but that, but
hey,
again,
you guys had, somebody from, I was listening the other day and you had, or maybe it's another radio station had, the gal, Carrie Burrows here from, Denver, who is, like the Chamber of Commerce. And, small business is 80% of what we have going on here in this state. And I feel like they're getting jammed, and we're talking about should we be taxing people and, should we be spreading the wealth? Well, a lot of these people bust their heinies. They work 80, 90 hours a week, and now even the Webster's Dictionary came out with the people who don't even want to work and collect.
Steve, you're going in two different directions. You're going in two different directions now. You didn't really answer the question. You said, I have a problem with what the policies are going to do to small businesses. Well, we can have that debate. I disagree with you what the policies are going to do to small business, but to the more fundamental point. These are policies that President Obama and the Democrats promised. And
right.
They made these promises.
Throat, though,
they made these promises
the
and they were voted into office. I would say to you that if they didn't pass what they promised, that there would be a bigger complaint. You promised this, and you didn't use the power. 60 votes, a supermajority. You didn't use your power to pass it. To me, if they don't pass what they promise by any means necessary, they will have insulted me as a voter.
That's the problem.
They will have. I don't. No, it's not the problem. They promised.
If you look at the polls, it is the problem because now it's getting jacked. You look at even your CNN polls. Even the guys you count on, they're saying, whoa, the majority of the is going, hang on a second, I think there's a lot more in here we have to take a look at.
Dude, let me ask you a question. Do people remember what Medicare was passed by? Do people remember what Medicare was passed by? Do people remember what Social Security was passed by? Do people remember what the Bush tax cuts were passed by? Do people remember what Ronald Reagan, whether Ronald Reagan locked out Democrats in passing his agenda? No. You know what they care about? They care about results. They care that when politicians go before the public and say, here's what we're going to pass, that they pass it. They don't care if Democrats and Republicans are nice to each other in Congress. They don't care if Republican senators are hugging Democrats or Republican senators hate Democrats or Democratic senators are mean to Republicans. The average person cares about a politician saying, here's what I'm going to do if you vote me in. And then 4 years later, they say, did you do what you promised? The people who complain, oh, he did it in a mean way. He did it. They did it in a way that wasn't nice. You know what? Those people are simply saying, we've got no argument, right? Because let's not forget, George Bush rammed through the biggest tax cuts in American history with 52 votes, 53 votes, and I didn't hear Republicans saying, oh, this wasn't bipartisan enough. But no. They had the power, and they passed their agenda. That is Politics 101. Hey, Steve, thanks for the call. 852 here on AM 760. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
You got it, Dave. Got a crash southbound I-25 just before you hit 20th Street there. Delays back around 48th. Northbounders starting to get in better shape, though, due to an earlier crash around Alameda. Emerson Street to 6th Avenue. Still some heavy volumes there. In Aurora, southbound 225. Showing some speeds in the 20s, 30s. Parker Road down to the Tech Center merge. Also got this crash at Smith and Holly out in Denver. Also some heavier traffic on I-70 eastbounders, Washington Street up to Colorado Boulevard. The forecast today, pretty nice. Mostly sunny skies, a high around 57 degrees. Tomorrow should be more of the same, highs in the mid-50s. And then Sunday, partly cloudy, cooler but still dry with a high of 48. Our current downtown temperature is 37 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive. Talk.
Save big now at the JCPenney huge sale. Get $10 off when you spend $50 with JCPenney Instant Money. Doorbusters this Saturday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. Style, quality, and price matter. JCPenney.
Now through December 2nd on HomeDepot.com, get free shipping on orders of $49 or more, which means you can shop online and enjoy great low prices right at home. On everything from holiday decorations to the perfect Christmas gift. And then give a little Yuletide cheer for that free shipping you got on your order of $49 or more. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Some restrictions apply. Visit HomeDepot.com for details.
One of the most controversial events in U.S. history is now a locally and deeply powerful courtroom drama. The Man Who Never Died, set during a period of extreme disparity between the wealthy and poor, is the story of labor organizer and singer-songwriter Joe Hill, who fought for the fair treatment of working people, but was accused of murder in 1914. Playing at the Harlequin Theater in Lafayette, November 13th and 14th, and 20th and 21st. Tickets are only $12 and are on sale now at frontgatetickets.com.
Ready to take down a number that will change the way you look at home loans forever. I call it My Bank, My Loan, My Way. It's a line of credit that pays off your existing loan and keeps your equity available to you when you need it. And it uses your normal household checking account to lower your average daily balance, and you pay a lot less interest, which shortens your loan without changing your spending habits. The best home loan ever. 866-259-8206. 866-259-8206.
To prove it, we'll help you find 100 new leads by industry, income, hobbies, whatever you're looking for. Yours for free. So you can keep cold calling, or you can make the one call that will count.
Hi, Sales Genie. I'm calling about how to get 100 free leads.
Certainly. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-900-1432. That's 1-800-900-1432. 800-900-1432.
If you just bought a car and paid more than $500 for it, you're going to want to change the station. Because we're about to tell everyone in this listening area how to get a vehicle for as low as $500. So if you don't want to hear about these incredible deals, please change the station now. Imagine finding Hondas, Toyotas, Chevys, and more. Some starting as low as $500. If you'd like a full list of cars priced to sell, call in the next 30 minutes and you'll guarantee your copy of the list now. Please dial carefully. 1-800-300-9952. Bargain Network Motors is a service for anyone who wants to get a great deal on cars and SUVs at auction, including low, low repo deals on cars starting as low as $500, which means no car payments ever. But cars like these go fast, so you'll need to call now for the list of cars available in your area. Pick up the phone and get yours now. 1-800-300-9952. 1-800-300-9952. That's 1-800-300-9952.
When did you start feeling older? When was the last time you felt active and alive? When you felt alert and energized? If it seems like you're often tired and you don't feel as good as you used to, you should know it doesn't have to be this way. If you want to go from aging to active, get ready to call, because we're giving away free trials of a fish oil formula that guarantees you'll feel a difference. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-984-9985. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-984-9985 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-984-9985. That's 1-800-984-9985.
857 here on AM 760. Go check our website, am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. See this new billboard up in Wheat Ridge. President Obama calling President Obama a jihadist, saying that his jihadism is behind the Fort Hood tragedy. That's out in Wheat Ridge. It's a billboard, big billboard out in Wheat Ridge at Wolf Automotive. What do you think about it? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Ken in Colorado Springs. Ken, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for taking
me. All right, man.
Hey, yeah, I think the billboard's a little outrageous. Like I was saying, you've got fringe on both, in both parties. And, I think, your statement earlier that, the 9/11 truthers were slapped down by the Democratic leadership. I just got to call you out on that. Howard Dean, actually said that was string theory. And at the time he said it, he was a presidential candidate for the Democratic Party.
Look, Ken, let's be clear. Let's not get into a tit for tat here. My only point is this. My point is this. I have to look back at what Howard Dean said, but my point is this. There was not as much noise from the left claiming that 9/11 was orchestrated by the Bush administration as there is loud noise on the right saying Obama is a terrorist. I mean, that's clear. Let's not pretend that that's not clear. And that's the real point here. All right, stick around. We're going to get to more of this discussion after the national news.
Get ready to take down a number that will change the way you look at home loans forever. I call it My Bank, My Loan, My Way. It's a line of credit that pays off your existing loan and keeps your equity available to you when you need it. And it uses your normal household checking account to lower your average daily balance, and you pay a lot less interest, which shortens your loan without changing your spending habits. The best home loan ever. 866-259-8206. 866-259-8206.
Can help your family stay insured. Call 1-888-399-7171 and we'll help you determine the right coverage to maximize your savings. Call 1-888-399-7171 today and we'll also send you a free award-winning reference guide to health benefits that includes practical ways to save. We want you to know. Aetna. Health insurance plans are underwritten, offered, and administered by Aetna Life Insurance Company directly and through an out-of-state blanket trust. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. These plans are medically underwritten, and you may be declined coverage in accordance with your health condition.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The announcement has just been made. The end is coming for one of the most successful runs in television history. Let's go live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
And Nick, it happened just moments ago. Oprah Winfrey's show was live in Chicago via Harpo Productions.
These years with you, our viewers, have enriched my life beyond all measure. And you all have graciously invited me into your living rooms.
Fighting back tears, she says the time is right to do this after nearly 25 years. Many devoted fans are having some trouble with it.
Oprah cannot end. She's Oprah. She's like a world, like her own little Earth.
But Oprah's Earth on broadcast TV will continue to spin for another 2 years, then her own cable channel. But about her future, Oprah said a lot of what we hear is just conjecture. Nick?
For the second time in a week, there are new cancer screening guidelines for women. This time, it's the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists recommending that women wait until the age of 21 before having their first pap test and then have them less frequently when they're older if the tests remain negative. This woman isn't sure the doctors are putting women's health first.
Very similar to everything going on with the breast scans now they're talking about. It feels like it's a financial decision.
But Dr. Bernadine Healy, the health editor of U.S. News and World Report, applauds the new recommendations.
There is evidence that the mammography guidelines save lives in women in their 40s. So if you take them away from them, we will see more deaths from breast cancer. There is no evidence whatsoever that these cervical cancer guidelines will lead to any increased deaths.
Earlier this week, a government task force said women need not have their first mammogram until the age of 50, and then every other year rather than annually. They are a fixture in thousands of hospitals from coast to coast, computer systems designed to store patient records. The aim, make the hospitals more efficient and cut costs. In fact, a review of 4,000 hospitals that switched from paper systems shows that administrative costs actually climbed.
Hospital computing doesn't save money and really doesn't look to improve quality.
Harvard's Dr. David Himmelstein says the focus is out of whack.
We need systems designed to help doctors and nurses and patients, not to help the administrators and billing clerks.
Uncle Sam is getting tougher on companies that may have illegal immigrants on their payrolls. Richard Rocha of Immigration and Customs Enforcement says 1,000 businesses have gotten the word ICE will be taking a close look at their employees.
We're doing this because it's the law. Employers need to do their part to ensure a legal workforce and ensure that people are authorized to work here in the United States.
The suicide bomber has struck in western Afghanistan today, killing 16 people and wounding about two dozen others. Officials say the Taliban is pushing back in the face of a campaign by NATO and Afghan forces to root out insurgents. Checking Wall Street at this hour, the Dow down 41, the Nasdaq off 17. This is CBS News.
The deadline for choosing a Medicare Part D prescription plan for 2010 is approaching fast. Waiting until the last minute could mean settling for less than what you need.
I'm not compromising. That's why I already chose Medco Medicare prescription plan.
Settling for anything less than what I need is not an option.
Medco Medicare prescription plans have the features you value most. Coverage of over 3,000 drugs, low monthly premiums, $0 copay for generic drugs by mail, plus alerts to help delay the coverage gap.
That's the kind of plan I want and deserve.
The deadline to enroll is December 31st. Don't wait. Call 1-800-817-4535 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. That's 1-800-817-4535 or visit MedcoMedicare.com.
Join us. Choose your Medco Medicare prescription plan today.
Customer service is available in multiple languages and is closed for Thanksgiving and Christmas. The benefit information provided herein is a brief summary but not a comprehensive description of available benefits. Additional information about benefits is available to assist you in making a decision about your coverage. This is an advertisement. For more information, contact the plan.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. If supporters can get enough signatures, you'll get to vote next year on whether grocery stores can sell full-strength liquor and beer. The idea from Denver attorney Blake Harrison would allow beer and wine grocery stores to set aside 5% of their shelf space for sales of beer and full-strength wine. A similar measure died in a state Senate committee this year after independent liquor sellers claimed that relaxed selling would drive them out of business. Two police officers are recovering. The bank robbers who shot them are dead after a wild chase yesterday afternoon through the streets of Westminster.
An officer working in patrol spots the suspect vehicle in the area of 104th Avenue and Federal Boulevard. While trying to contact that vehicle, a pursuit begins where the suspects begin firing at the officers that are trying to stop them.
Westminster PD's Trevor Matarazzo, one of the officers, was treated at the scene. The other is hospitalized at St. Anthony's in stable condition. In sports, a tough season for the CU Buffs is almost over. The Buffs lost last night to Oklahoma State 31-28. They finish the season next week against Nebraska. Both the Avs and the Nuggets are on the road tonight. The Nuggets play the Clippers in L.A. The Avs are in Vancouver. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where southbound I-25 remains slow coming up on 84th. There's an accident there. That's due to those late delays as you're trying to get out of Thornton and Northland. I-25, busy downtown. Same deal as you're traveling westbound on 36, past Sheridan towards McCaslin. Speeds are going to be running in the 30s and 40s through that stretch. We're getting word of a rollover. This is Colorado and Montview, and another crash in the cleanup stages, Smith and Holly. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a nice one today, high of about 58 degrees and sunny skies. Currently, it's 40. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Remember, winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly, and plow far and wide, very wide. Slow down when approaching a snow plow. They're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snowplows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
It's an adventure. Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I should say this just at the top. Before we get back into our discussion, I would appreciate everybody who listens here on AM 760. Do me a favor. Tell 5 of your friends, tell 10 of your friends to tune in to the morning show here. I really, really appreciate it. We got to spread the word about AM 760. Just let folks know what's going on here. A lot of folks think the only thing out there is NPR and right-wing radio. Of course, I'm making a distinction between those two. But that all there is on the radio dial is extreme right-wing radio and NPR, but that's not true. And so if you're listening in, do me a favor, send an email to some of your friends, or if you're at work, just tell a couple of your friends to tune in the morning for something with a little bit more edge and something that isn't that has some edge but isn't all the way out on the right wing. I think we're exactly the opposite. That we provide a progressive voice. So just a little public service announcement here on Friday. Let's get back to our discussion, our general discussion. There's a national part of this, a state part of this, and then a really local part of what we've been discussing this morning, which is whether we can finally say
that the right wing in this country is going into truly fascist waters, truly un-American waters, truly extreme waters. Now, I know that is that sounds like a provocative statement, and it is a provocative statement, but I think it's rooted in fact, and here's why. Let me make the case for you, and then tell me what you think. Nationally, we have a new poll out that says 52% of Republican voters nationally, don't believe President Obama was legitimately elected, believe that he stole the election. They don't believe President Obama is a legitimate president. That's 52% of Americans, according to public policy polling. At the state level, we have a Republican gubernatorial primary, top ticket, top of the ticket Republican primary that is potentially going to pit the racist, bigoted, lunatic Tom Tancredo versus an oil industry lobbyist, Scott McGinnis. That's the choice. A choice between two different kinds of extremists. So that's at the state level. At the local level, you can check our website, am760.net, click over to the J. Marvin page. You've got a car dealership now in Wheat Ridge, Wolf Automotive, 4855 Miller Street in Wheat Ridge. We had Phil Wolf on to discuss this morning. They are erecting now a giant billboard suggesting that President Obama is a jihadist terrorist whose jihadism was behind the Fort Hood massacre. And this billboard shows President Obama in a turban. You can see the billboard, a picture of this billboard, at am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. So put all this together, and is it fair to say now that the right wing in this country, in this state, and in our community has gone completely off the deep end and into genuinely dangerous waters? 303-713-7600. Again, 303-713-7600. We'll go to Richard in Wheat Ridge. Richard, you're on AM 760.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Hey there.
I like to talk about this guy in Wheat Ridge. I'm from Wheat Ridge. But it amazes me that whenever the left protests, there's a strong police presence. They're all geared up in their combat gear. But when the right-wing protests, there's not a cop in sight. Now, I'll take this example. When McCain was here in Denver, and a woman, a librarian, held a sign up protesting McCain. She's arrested. Arrested. Now, this guy in Wheat Ridge, he can put up a defamatory sign like that, and there's no police presence. But yet, if that was Bush Cheney, a sign about Bush Cheney, you can bet that sign would be down and that person would be under arrest.
Well, I'm not willing to say that somebody putting up a sign that would attack President Bush and Vice President Cheney in inflammatory ways would be arrested. But your bigger point is right, is that in this country it is much more tolerated to make right-wing fascist criticism, right-wing un-American fascist criticism of the country than it is to make extreme leftist even inflammatory extremist leftist criticism. I mean, one is totally tolerated, the other is not tolerated. I mean,
at all.
That's exactly right. Now, I want to be fair. I think first and foremost, I've said this before, I'll say it again. I am one of these people who will defend anybody's right to anybody's First Amendment rights. I'm one of these defend to the death your right to say it, even if I disagree with you, as long as it obviously, you know, doesn't overtly threaten the life of others. That said, I think the way we as a society look at different parts of speech, that's a very good point. That I think let's put it this way. I'll ask you this question. Do you think it is that, you know, the right-wingers will say, well, look, you know, some people on the left said George W. Bush or the U.S. government was involved in 9/11, and I think that's outrageous. Do you think...
People on the right would say that, too.
Well, there's some people on the right who say, okay, but my question is that less outrageous or more outrageous or as outrageous as saying the President of the United States, Barack Obama, is a jihadist? What do you think?
I think they're equally egregious.
Okay, equally egregious. Okay, right. That's where I am, right? But here's the thing, and this is where I agree with you completely. To say that 9/11 was somehow, the U.S. government was somehow involved in 9/11 is absolutely ruled completely out of the debate discussion, completely. It's completely not allowed anywhere in the debate.
That's right.
As it shouldn't be allowed, and people should be allowed to say it, but it shouldn't be allowed in the legitimate debate. Meanwhile, calling the president a jihadist, saying that his jihadism was somehow involved in the Fort Hood massacre, that's part of the debate. That's allowed into the debate. And I say that not just because we're talking about it here on AM 760, but because this has been a theme under the Tea Party protests that Fox News covers, that the rest of the media covers. So you're right. There's a double standard there that tilts the debate to the right.
But you see, what irritates me, and let me just say this, 10 years ago I took on right-wing radio. When there was no liberal talk in this state, okay, I took on a radio station in Aurora. I was thrown in jail.
You were thrown in jail?
I was put in jail for 70 days because I had the audacity to take on a right-wing radio talk show host who, as a matter of fact, threatened my wife and my children. But because of his close personal connection with certain government officials in the government of Aurora, I was set up. Evidence destroyed, manufactured, witness tampering, perjury scripted. The city attorney Charles Richardson appointed a judge who didn't even know the law.
Well, look, man, I can't comment. I can't comment on because I don't know the details of what happened with you. But what I will say is this: that right wing radio is all about intimidation. It's all about intimidation. It's all about stirring up fear. It's all about authoritarianism. And I think we're seeing that. I think we're seeing that more generally on the right. And I know that people like Rush Limbaugh, people like Glenn Beck, they say, oh, we're just entertainers. We're just entertainers. But when you start to see a billboard pop up in your community that says that the president of the United States is a jihadist, whose jihadism is responsible for, effectively suggesting that his jihadism is responsible for the Fort Hood tragedy, it's not entertainment. This is not a game. This is not a joke. This is serious, serious stuff. Hey, thanks for the call, man. Let's go to Kathy in Littleton. Kathy, you're on AM 760.
I'm sorry, who? Kathy?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. David, I just wanted to say to these people who are calling in that are frustrated and angry and feel like they have no voice, I totally understand how they feel because that's how I felt the past 8 years. But, you know, I took that frustration, and I did what we're supposed to do as a democracy, and I volunteered and I helped get someone else elected. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to, you know, work towards what you want, not, and, you know, at what point does it cross the line and become treason? That's what I want to know. I mean, they're inciting violence.
Yeah, I'm nervous about the term treason only because it's the term. You know, again, I'm a First Amendment person. Here's what I think. I mean, the reason we have a First Amendment that is so robust, that really does protect even the most gross kinds of speech, is because there is an assumption, there's a trust that the public will reject it. By that I mean that you have a right to say whatever you want. You know, there's certain very limited boundary. You know, you can't threaten the life of the president, but you have the right to say whatever you want, but you don't have the right to have everything that you say be taken seriously. And so there's a trust that the marketplace of speech will reject speech that's, you know, odious and unacceptable. So I get nervous when we throw around terms like treason, but I have to admit, I mean, even as somebody who, and I'm not saying that this billboard shouldn't be allowed to be up, but I think it's fair within the public debate, maybe not to talk about legal. I mean, treason is a legal term, right? It's like, you know, it's illegally, you're not allowed to give away state secrets, for instance. But I think you're right. I think within the confines of how we discuss these issues, I think it's completely fair to say, hey, does this billboard represent something that's anti-American, not un-American, anti-American. That actually,
but where do, you know, where does it cross the line? Do they have to actually shoot the president? They're already carrying guns, so where does it cross the line?
Well, it crosses the line. I mean, I think, I mean, my own personal view on this is that it crosses the line, for instance, when you bring semi-automatic weapons to a presidential speech. I think that crosses the line. That's not, you're doing that to intimidate. We discussed that a couple months ago. I think I'm not comfortable with let's say the Wheat Ridge police saying you have to take down this, this billboard. I think I am comfortable with people, you know, calling up this this dealership and saying we don't really like this. You know, and again, I said be polite, don't vandalize, don't threaten. You know, so I guess what I'm saying is, look, I have fundamental faith, even in these dark times, that people are going to see this billboard and they're going to say this is going too far. And we can have that be said, and we can have that be our view without using the long arm of the law to regulate it. Do you follow what I'm saying, Kathy?
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but within that same vein, you yourself are admitting that do we have lunatics out there, which I believe we do.
Yeah,
I have the same faith that you do.
Yeah, but by the way, maybe part of the genius of the First Amendment is that when you say something crazy like this, you create a teachable moment for your opponents, right? I mean, maybe that's the part of the inherent genius of the First Amendment. This guy puts up this billboard saying President Obama is a jihadist. Sure, some people who are insane people who are already insane are going to say, yeah, that's right. But I think a lot of sort of normal people, the normal silent majority that sees that is going to be like, wow, that guy's crazy. That allegation is crazy, and the right wing in this country is going crazy, and that's not acceptable. So I think I still have basic faith that among the silent majority, that among most of us, among the non-crazy, that this kind of thing only whips up a positive backlash. Sure, it's going to whip up partially a negative backlash, but there is a positive side to this, which is why we talk about it here on AM 760. Hey, Kathy, thanks so much for the call.
Yeah, I hope you're right. Thanks.
All right. 920 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we'll do a couple more calls.
Some more phones, and then we got David Brancaccio coming up around 935.
That's right. So what we're going to do, just so folks who are listening in, we're going to take some more calls after this. Check out the billboard, am760.net. Take some more calls after the break. Then at 930, we're going to check in with PBS Now's David Brancaccio. We're going to ask him about this. He reports all over the country. We're going to ask him about his reporting on the right wing. And then after we talk to David Brancaccio, we'll go back to the phones, see what you think. 303-713-7600. Again, check out that billboard, am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Still got this crash southbound I-25 around Thornton Parkway. So things kind of heavy there in North Glen and Thornton as you travel southbound. Westbound Turnpike also busy. Sheridan out to McCaslin, pretty long stretch there. And a couple surface street accidents. Colorado at Montview there by the Denver Zoo. Also Smith and Holly. Your forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and mild with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Right now, 42 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This Peter Baruch, Senior Compliance Director for the Business Software Alliance.
Pirating software is unethical. If your boss is allowing this to happen, your boss is breaking the law. If software is copied illegally at your workplace, report it to the BSA. It's the right thing to do.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. That's nopiracy.com or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY.
Right now at the Home Depot, 100-count light sets are at the new lower price of $1.88 each. That means you'll have a lot more cash in your pocket to buy even more light sets, which will help make your Christmas merry and brighter. It's all thanks to 100-count light sets, now at the new lower price of just $1.88 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide.
allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
For free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-700-6610. For your free CD, call 1-800-700-6610. 1-800-700-6610.
On AM 760 Progressive Talk, we're talking about this billboard here in Colorado calling, billboard campaign calling President Obama a jihadist. Find it on our website, am760.net. We got a snapshot of it. Click over to the J. Marvin page, am760.net. It's out in Wheat Ridge. They're erecting this billboard, President or Jihad. Prove it. Wake up, America. Remember Fort Hood. So basically a billboard being erected in our community saying President Obama is a jihadist whose jihadism is behind the Fort Hood massacre. Is this proof that the Republican Party, the conservative base, has gone completely crazy and into dangerous, genuinely dangerous waters? Again, this is a billboard up at Wolf Automotive, 4855 Miller Street in Wheat Ridge. You can call Wolf Automotive and ask them about why they put this up, 720-898-9019. Be polite, don't be threatening, don't vandalize anything, don't, you know, be nice, don't be aggressive. And so, but the question for this hour is whether this crosses a line. 303-713-7600. Brent and Delta. Brent, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, hey Dave.
Hey man.
This is Brent. I was just calling in. I heard your talk show and was kind of interested and kind of wanted to say something. I don't have my call ain't any better than anybody else's, but I think part of the problem. Reason you see stuff like this billboard out here is because of a question of patriotism. And, you know, whenever you see the government seems like they try to protect the terrorists and want to prosecute people that's tried to protect the country, it brings that into question.
I'm not clear what you're talking about. The news of the week this week has been that the Obama administration is going to bring to trial and seek the death penalty against the alleged 9/11 mastermind. So
I know that's their point, but it is a war against terrorism, and just like what happened with 9/11, if something were like that to happen again, at the time the American people demanded a response and wanted with justice, and God forbid anything like that ever happen again, they want these people dealt with. And when they try to bring up and even talk about prosecuting people that was trying to protect our country, it causes people to question his motives. And I try to be reasonable and fair. I think the billboard's out of line. Personally, I think it's an extreme far-right spin on it. I feel like you've tried to be open-minded. This is the first time I've listened to your talk show. I'm over here from Delta today, and you seem like you try to be pretty fair and balanced.
Yeah, I am trying to be. I am trying to be fair about this. But to your point, you know, look, I think you can prosecute terrorists.
The prosecution is not the issue. I'm sure the Obama administration is going to make for certain that this guy's prosecuted probably with the death penalty for their own protection, for the protection of the Democratic Party. But terrorists that attack our country do not have rights as civilians in this country.
Yeah, we debated this yesterday, Brenton. Here's the my and you're moving into the topic, and I don't want to get too far off topic here, but this topic about the alleged 9/11 masterminds, bringing them to trial, and this I don't understand the complaint about quote unquote giving these alleged terrorists rights. Here's my point. I made this point. I'll try to make it as succinctly as possible. If the case against them is as strong as it seems, as strong as we all should have every confidence that it is,
right?
I'm not afraid to give I'm not afraid to give defendants rights. We have a criminal justice system that exists to verify.
I know that, and I agree with that. But like I say, they are not American citizens. The other point, just like the bombing and shooting in Texas, the media feels like people like me feel like the administration is controlling the media law, and he has failed to come out and make a statement that he's not going to tolerate Muslim terrorists.
Yeah, Brent, this is my point. We can't, as a country, tolerate extremists of any stripe. We can't tolerate crazy people of any type. The idea that this is an issue, that the Fort Hood shooting, that we should be so sure that the Fort Hood shooting was all about Islam and not all about simply a crazy person who cracked. I mean, I keep making this point. If you're going to say that everybody who cracks, let's immediately look at their religion and then blame their whole religion, then all of a sudden you're going to be blaming all of Christianity for the killing of abortion doctors. You're going to be blaming all of Christianity for the Virginia Tech shootings. You're going to be blaming all of Christianity for all of the other shootings that have happened by Christians. So my point is, President Obama is not out of line to say we shouldn't jump to conclusions about what the motive was in this case. We shouldn't jump to conclusions because if we start jumping to those conclusions, then we're going to start jumping to conclusions about Christians, and we're going to start jumping to conclusions about Jews, and we're going to start jumping to conclusions about all sorts of groups every time one individual in those groups go crazy. That's not unpatriotic. In fact, I think what President Obama, when he articulates that, he's being the ultimate patriot. Okay, and I'm not somebody who is a 100% defender of Barack Obama on everything, right? I just think our country is about not embracing bigotry. When you say that the action of one crazy person is justification for blaming an entire group of people, that is bigotry. Hey, Brent, thanks for the call. 9:31 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I know Tiffany, Marcus, and Danny, I know that you are holding. I'm going to get to your calls. We're going to do a short interview with David Brancaccio of PBS Now after the break, and then we're going to get to your calls. I promise. I'm sorry. The clock has been ticking. I've sort of screwed up the clock today, but I apologize.
Tick-tock, man.
I know. I've blown it. It's been a busy show. So Tiffany, Marcus, and Danny, if you can hold, I promise I'll get to your calls after a traffic update with John Turk.
You got it, Dave. I'll be fast, too. Just one crash out there, Colorado and Montview. It's a rollover, though, right there by the Denver Zoo. That's going to hang that intersection up. Also, heavier jams due to an earlier accident, southbound 25 from 70 past Spear. Your forecast, pretty nice. Mostly sunny skies, high around 57. Tomorrow, same deal, highs in the mid-50s. Sunday, partly cloudy and cooler, but still dry, a high of 48. Right now, we're at 42 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This is Mario Solis Maric. Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Soul Source Solar.
Announcing Groove Toyota Scion and Subaru on Broadway. GrooveAutomotive.com.
Wondering who's been naughty this year? The big printer companies. They dazzle you with holiday deals, only to trap you with their expensive inkjet printer ink all year long. We don't think that's very nice. Kodak printers only use fairly priced ink. So this weekend, get a new Kodak printer for a nice price at Target. And don't spend another year overpaying for ink. With Kodak, you can print and prosper.
Hey, it's Juliana Rand.
Rancic live on the red carpet with the winner of Entertainer of the Year, the Comcast Hollywood Triple Play. With me now, Shaquille O'Neal and Ben Stein.
Thank you, thank you.
So guys, what's all the buzz about?
This is the real deal for movie lovers. Yeah, you get access to thousands of on-demand choices.
Ooh, fierce.
Plus the Hollywood Premiere Movie Pass,
which includes an additional 24 new release on-demand movies your first year. That's worth $150, Juliana.
Wow, sounds like a hit.
This is the biggest thing since you, Ben.
Comcast presents the Hollywood Value Plus Triple Play. With thousands of on-demand choices, lightning-fast internet, and unlimited local calling for just $99 a month for the first 12 months. Plus, you'll get the Hollywood Premiere Movie Pass, which gives you 24 new release movies your first year. And ask how you could get a free Flip Ultra HD camcorder so you can make your own movies. But this offer ends November 22nd, so call 1-800-COMCAST now.
New residential customers only. After 1 year, regular rates apply. Equipment installation, taxes, and fees extra.
Know if your airbags are working? One out of every 25 airbags is not properly repaired after an accident. Make sure the airbags in your used car work. Step one to finding out, get a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
To get a great deal on cars and SUVs at auction, including low, low repo deals on cars starting as low as $500, which means no car payments ever. But cars like these go fast, so you'll need to call now for the list of cars available in your area. Pick up the phone and get yours now. 1-800-300-9952. 1-800-300-9952. That's 1-800-300-9952.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, going up into the mid-50s today on the Front Range, clear skies. I'm going to just take a few minutes here away from our discussion about this billboard that we've been talking about. If you want to see this billboard calling President Obama a jihadist, it's at our website, am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. But we're going to take a few minutes away from this particular discussion to check in with David Brancaccio. He's the host of PBS Now. He's an award-winning journalist. His show is every Friday here in Colorado on PBS. David, thanks so much for taking the time.
My goodness, David Sirota, you really are a radio announcer, dude. Listen to you.
Well, it's been 9 months in the training, so I've been working on it. It's definitely a skill. You were in radio, public radio for a while. You've been in public media, for a long time now. And before we get to a discussion of the media sphere, you've been doing a lot of reporting around the country, about a lot of different things, but certainly in general about the mood of the country. And we're talking here this morning about the rise of really, I call it extremism, some people call it passion, the rise specifically of the Tea Party movement, the Tea Party anger out there. Do you sense that it's something real and lasting? What do you think it's about? In your reporting, when you're traveling all over the country, what are you hearing from people about this moment? Is it, you know, because sometimes you look out at this moment and you're like, wow, we're going to look back on this moment and be like, this was a really crazy period of time. Or maybe it's not a crazy period of time. What's your sense of it?
It's true that the type of reporting that we do involves running around the country and not just sitting around in this case, New York, or in Washington talking to the great and the good. But I spend a lot of time literally around kitchen tables with people talking about healthcare, talking about the foreclosure crisis. So, you know, while I haven't so much time with the Tea Party folks specifically, you do get a sense of people's frustration. And Actually, David, I have been on a personal journey about some of this stuff. I used to think, you look at a family that may appear to be middle class. They might even have not two cars, they might have three cars. The house you're sitting in has a medium-sized flat-screen TV. You know, in the grand scheme of things, I've traveled all over the developing countries, really poor places.
Mm-hmm.
These people are doing great. Yet they're expressing frustration. Yet they're expressing anger. They're expressing anger during the Bush administration. They're expressing anger now under the Obama administration. And part of me, the old David Brancacci, was like, what is with these people? They're living a comfortable life. Yes, health care is uncertain. Yes, we might not have a retirement to rely on, but what really is, they should shut up. That was the old David Brancaccio. But as I reflect on this and get to know people more, I think the frustration is real. Listen to what I just said. They don't have reliable health care. They don't have a reliable sense of what they're going to do when they're too infirm to work in their retirement. And that across the board, across economic levels, people have a sense of uncertainty that can start to express itself in venting anger, sometimes in a good way, engaging social issues in their community. I mean, a lot of people are doing that, sometimes in a bad way, lashing out blindly against, for instance, immigrants, that can be also very counterproductive. We did some reporting in association, I have to give credit where it's due, with a great reporter at the Los Angeles Times, Peter Goslin.
He's a great reporter.
Yeah, he's really fine. And he turned me on to this bit of data. I think it was the University of Michigan. They're doing some research over 40 years about how much you make every year. And they followed families. And then when those families had kids and those people started working, they followed the kids' income and so forth over 40 years. Turns out 40 years ago, when I was a little kid, what you made this year, what your income was this year, was pretty good predictor of what you'd make next year. And that means, in my mind, kind of stability. You kind of know where you are. Fast forward 30 years and now 40 years, what you make this year is no predictor of what you make next year. You could be making six figures as a corporate lawyer, but the bottom in modern America can still flout underneath you. And remember, I just said six figures. And so Goslin didn't just have the fancy corporate lawyer where the bottom fell out, where it did spectacularly. His business went bust through no fault of his own. His wife got a terrible disease. A bunch of things happened with that corporate lawyer and suddenly found himself, he wasn't a Walmart greeter, but working for FedEx, having to fly an airplane to his to work, you know, having to hop a FedEx plane to get to work.
Mm-hmm.
Life was very difficult, but we and Goslin also looked at people at the other end of the scale, a newish immigrant working at a hotel at LAX. She lost her job after 9/11 when the hospitality industry dried up. Point being, even if you're making what seems like okay money in America and you're even solidly, you would have thought, middle class, you may be almost as vulnerable as the new immigrant just trying to get figure out how to generate some income. That generates much more than tension. It can generate anger when you feel insecure, and that is what I do see some of it as I travel the country.
So you think, and it's not a radical statement to say it, but you think that this is mainly a product of the economy, and I wonder. I mean, the problem is that if the country's been, as you say, and I think it's right, angry during the Bush administration and now angry during the Obama administration, you start asking the question, well, has this become the perpetual state of the American psyche? Is there any evidence to suggest that there's going to be a time when it's different? Because if you really take the long view and you look at what happened during even the Clinton administration, the sort of war against the political partisan war against the Clinton administration, and you extend it through the rage at the Bush administration without making a value judgment on whether any of that was right or wrong, the question then becomes, is this just who we have become as a country?
Yeah, you wonder about that, and you don't want to live in a state where it's just perpetual angst, because I don't think you thrive in that situation. And you do see conservative groups have been very skilled at marshaling these tensions. I was with a family that had four cars parked in their driveway. They weren't new. There was no new cars. Maybe there was one, like, Korean car that was new. But the other two were older cars, but one of those cars was an old, old BMW. So you're thinking, all right, they're doing okay. But they're furious because they're feeling put upon. And what's the issue? Who's to blame? And they're going on about it, liberals being to blame. The liberals are the reason that they feel insecure. And that's sort of how they have it worked out. But there are others who have thought through why they feel what they feel, and they channel it in different ways. They channel it toward, why is it we have a tax code that that experts much more schooled in tax policy than David Brancaccio ever will be have said is rigged against hardworking Americans? I mean, there's those who, vent their frustration in a very different direction. But there's frustration to go around.
So when you go out, and again, on the line with us is David Brancaccio. He's the host of PBS Now, which is every Friday here in Colorado on public on PBS, obviously. You can find the website at www.pbs.org/now. So when you are going out and you are choosing stories to report, where are you, I mean, what niche do you think PBS is filling? And I ask that question in the context of, what do you think the media, if you do think the media, the rest of the media, what do you think the media is missing in reporting about what's going on here? I mean, where is part of this angst and part of the overall problem that people aren't as informed as they could be because of some flaw in the media?
Yeah, you do have to blame the media. I would blame myself. I blame my colleagues because you do see a lot of ignorance around. And what, you're just going to blame people for not being smart enough? I mean, they get their information where they get it, which is through the mass media. And obviously the mass media is letting, when you heard, especially this summer, people venting about health care reform, some of it was complete poppycock. So what do I, as a reporter, reporters get out from their newsrooms and go out and talk to people who are feeling the effects of policy. And so, for instance, on healthcare, we flew out west, and there's this lovely woman named Debbie in who lives near Las Vegas. And there were two terrible phone calls on the same day at the end of July. She called her husband to say she'd diagnosed with breast cancer, but he was calling her at the same time. Phones rang busy because he had just been laid off from his job. And her health care was through her husband. So people following this go, what about COBRA, the federal program she could keep paying in, keep her health care coverage? Turned out there was some loophole. The health coverage he had at his office had one person short on the number of people you need to be eligible for COBRA or something. And so she ended up having no coverage. So she isn't a deadbeat. This is a woman who saved. This is a person who didn't buy a stupid house that was beyond her means. And so she had saved. So she used all her life savings after shopping for the cheapest mastectomy she could find, which is not always the best way to pursue your medical care, is if you're shopping for a car, but that's what she did. She got an operation. Operation, thank God, was successful, but it drew down all her savings. And then the doctor said, you need some chemotherapy now. That's the next step. Well, because of the budget crisis that many states have been facing, and that includes Nevada, the state of Nevada has been cutting access to health care for people who don't have the money to pay for it, and they had just closed the big outpatient chemotherapy center in Las Vegas. So I said, what are you going to do? You don't have any money, and you can't go to the public place to get your chemotherapy. She said, I'm just going to gamble I don't get my cancer back. Okay? And so when I brought her story to our viewers and rounded it out with proper reporting and contextualizing with experts, and we hopefully got our statistics right, you can't look at a person like Debbie and say, oh, yeah, the present medical system doesn't need profound reform. At least we can agree that what's happening to Debbie can't continue to happen because it's somehow not right. And then you can start to get people agreeing, whether they're sitting to the left, sitting to the right. Everybody agrees what's going on with Debbie ain't right.
Yeah, and let me just follow up with one last question here. And again, on the line with us, David Brancaccio. He's the host of PBS Now. You can find their website, pbs.org/now. The show is on every Friday here in Colorado on PBS, obviously. My last question for you is, you know, how much of this is misinformation and how much of it is actually a deeper attitude. By that I mean, how much of it is that people might not know really what's, how bad, you know, and the particulars of how bad the medical system is, as just an example. Or how much of it is it that, that we have become perhaps a society that has become, everybody for themselves, which is a, just a deeper societal attitude. What's your take on that?
Yeah, it is a disturbing issue to consider. And I meet such selfless, wonderful people, right? I mean, I meet people who are doing stuff for, I think, genuinely altruistic reasons. But then you also spend time with folks who it's every man and every woman for themselves. In the healthcare debate way. The idea that, it's very controversial, but you saw it in the news, big debate now over when people should go in for breast cancer screening. Should you go in at 40? Should you go in at 50?
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to some people who said, you know, I want my right to be able to go in whenever I want, which seems reasonable. There are people who argue that, you know, healthcare is a human right. Everyone should get what they need. But if we still live in an era of limited resources, what if you getting the early breast cancer screening that you might not need shoves someone else out from getting care they do need because dollars are limited? And the person says to me, not my problem. And then you start to get to your answer to your question, which is, are too many people only thinking about themselves? What keeps me going, David, if you see my show, we highlight heroes. And for every creep only thinking of themselves, I do tend to find people who are doing great work. And I don't know if the math works out that there's equal groups, but the people doing the right thing gives me hope.
It's certainly important, and I think that those people, I mean, that's one of the roles that PBS now really fulfills in a world of sensationalist media where the evildoers and really a lot of the greed is good folks get so much of the attention. That is one of the niches that PBS now definitely fulfills. David Brancaccio is the host of PBS Now, pbs.org/now. Tune in tonight on Friday. It's a Friday night. Tune in tonight. David, thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Great talking to you.
Good talking to you. 9:50 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, we're going to get back to the phones after this last break. We're going to fire through all of the folks who are holding on the line just to finish up our discussion about this billboard. We're talking about the anger in America, this billboard here in Colorado now, this billboard campaign likening President Obama to a jihadist. You can see it on AM760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. Your calls after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Back in shape around the metro for the most part. Have a couple of crashes on the surface streets, one on the ramp to Colorado Boulevard as you get off on northbound I-25. Also, a rollover crash near the Denver Zoo right there at Colorado and Montview. Also, some heavier volumes due to an earlier crash southbound I-25, I-70 past Spear. Your forecast today, mostly sunny, breezy, and mild. Highs in the mid to upper 50s. Right now, 45 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This Friday and Saturday, everything is on sale at Kohl's. Plus, get the best deals of the week during power hours, Friday, 3 p.m. to midnight, and Saturday, 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared!
At Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
Right now at the Home Depot, 100-count light sets are at the new lower price of $1.88 each. That means you'll have a lot more cash in your pocket to buy even more light sets, which will help make your Christmas merry and brighter. It's all thanks to 100-count light sets, now at the new lower price of just $1.88 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
Lower premiums and lower deductibles. Call 1-888-399-7171 and we'll help you determine the right coverage to maximize your savings. Call 1-888-399-7171 today and we'll also send you a free award-winning reference guide to health benefits that includes practical ways to save. We want you to know. Aetna.
Health insurance plans are underwritten, offered, and administered by Aetna Life Insurance Company directly and through an out-of-state blanket trust. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. These plans are medically underwritten, and you may be declined coverage in accordance with your health condition.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, as promised, we're going to go back to the phones, talk about this billboard. Is it proof that the right has gone completely crazy and into a dangerous level, calling President Obama a jihadist on this billboard? You can see the billboard, am760.net. Let's go to Tiffany in Denver. Tiffany, you're on AM 760.
Oh, hi, David. How
hi
are
there.
You? I think it's completely insane. And as a small business in Colorado, I mean, didn't the majority of Colorado vote for Obama? So isn't it, like, bad business to be, like, putting treasonous statements up on your business?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to second-guess Wolf Automotive. And, again, this billboard, if folks are in Wheat Ridge or want to drive by, it's 4855 Miller Street in Wheat Ridge. 720-898-9019 is their number. And as I just want to reiterate, be nice, be polite, don't vandalize anything, don't be aggressive. But you're right. It's, I mean, I don't understand the business decision behind it. I mean, unless you think your business is primarily, you know, crazy people.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm a small business owner, and I try not to, you know, disrespect any of anybody's belief system, you know, because I rely on their business.
Exactly. And I think it's a terrible business decision. I think it's a...
So you put up something offensive, and, you know, people aren't going to come and shop with you. That's just all there is to it.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And you know what? For other businesses that are out there thinking about this kind of stuff, here's a good example, as Tiffany, as you say, of what not to do. Hey, Tiffany, thanks so much for the call.
Yeah, have a good one.
All right, you too. Let's go to Marcus in Denver. Marcus, you're on AM 760.
Hello.
Hey, Marcus.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, man.
That's my friend Tiffany. I know her. She's awesome. She does great work. I got a friend named Ayed. He's from Saudi Arabia, and he explained to me that to be a jihadist is one who is a hard worker, doesn't necessarily tie into a holy war, and certainly not any specific holy war against the United States.
Yeah, you know, I've heard this argument made, and you know, I'm not a scholar on these issues. And we're going to try to get somebody in from the local Muslim community, a local Muslim leader, to talk through with us some of this stuff. But I've heard it claimed, and I don't use the word claim pejoratively, that jihad in a lot of circles is used as a word like crusade. Right. I mean,
right.
If you're, you know, the word crusade can mean something really bad, like the Crusades, like
right.
Killing people on a religious holy war. Crusade is a Christian religious holy war. Jihad, you know, but a lot of people say, you know, we're on a crusade to solve poverty. Right. And a lot of people say the word jihad has its roots in different kinds of meanings. Now, I want to be clear here that, yes, jihad is certainly used in a bad way, in a violent, in dangerous kind of way. But I do think it's a good point to remember that sometimes some of this stuff gets lost in translation. I think, Marcus, you and I can agree that on this billboard, he's equating jihad to terrorist.
I would say that his meaning of it definitely would equate to that, but that's where it's kind of funny. When I heard it, I laughed. I'm like, really? President Obama's a hard worker. Wow, you nailed him.
Yeah, well, you and I both know that what he's really saying is that President Obama is a terrorist, putting him in a turban, saying Fort Hood. But yeah, I mean, it's a good point that a lot of this stuff sometimes gets lost in translation. Hey, man, thanks for the call.
Well, and thank you for the anti-Muslim sentiment sections you did last week. Those were excellent. Thank you.
Thanks, man. Take care.
Bye.
Danny and Thornton. Danny, you're on AM 760.
Yes, hi. First, I just wanted to say, David, it's an honor to speak with you. I've been listening to you for a while, but haven't had a chance to speak with you, so it's just an honor to speak with you.
Well, thanks for calling in, man.
Sure. I had a lot to say, but since I know there's only a few seconds here before you have to go off the air, I probably would like to call back on Monday and probably pick up with my point. But I do want to say just this little bit. The poster or the whatever it is very disgusting. Not only does it show where the Republican Party is, but it shows what conservatives are doing. And it shows that they try to appeal to people through racism and through hate. And I think this is what it is all about. And I'm not just being a knee-jerk liberal when I'm saying this, but when I look back over my 50 years of life, everything that has been against African Americans as far as advancing has always came from conservatives. And here we are with our president. Now, you know, he has a poster of the president being something that he's not. The man is American. When are conservatives going to learn that that is a fact and stop trying to appeal to the negativeness in everybody?
Danny, you've made a really, really important point, and I think it's got to be reiterated over and over again that the formula for the right is to play into people's racial, ethnic, and religious fears. It is xenophobia on steroids. Thank you for making that point at the end of this show. That's the show for you. Have a great weekend. Again, check our website, am760.net, for this billboard. We were going to pick up this conversation on Monday.
A question for you. Do you know what is in the air you're breathing? Do you know what chemicals are placed in the water you drink? Would you like to combat these intrusions? I'm not just talking toxins. I'm talking about chemicals that are harmful. Maybe now you understand why you feel tired so much. Change your life with Life Change Tea. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals and lose weight. Receive energy. There is no better investment than your body. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Friendly operators will take your order and answer your questions. Be set free and live better. GetTheTea.com.
Bargain Watch is great deals, coupons, and savings all over Denver today. Get 20% off your purchase of $75 or more at Beauvisage Skincare and Spa. Brought to you by Comcast. Bargain Watch at am760.net.
Turn to the left with AM760, Colorado's.